progressives come to talk. PKZ and Thornton.
Online at am760.net.
A fight over who should run the CIA.
The question is the best person to do that job.
Corner turned on gas.
We're going to see prices probably start to ease off a little bit.
Hot on the heels of a home run icon.
Barry Bonds is one home run away from tying Babe Ruth.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. President Bush has picked the man he wants to head the CIA, but that choice is raising eyebrows on both sides of the aisle. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
Nick, the president this morning will nominate Intel veteran General Michael Hayden, former head of the National Security Agency and currently deputy director of National Intelligence. Earlier this year, Hayden came in from the cold to publicly explain the NSA's controversial domestic surveillance program.
This is hot pursuit of communications entering or leaving America involving someone we believe is associated with Al-Qaeda.
Now, even before the president makes the announcement, some powerful members of Congress are raising questions about Hayden's key role in the eavesdropping program and the idea of having a military man run the CIA. Live to CBS's Dan Ravine.
For instance, Pete Hoekstra, a Republican in the House, about rebuilding the CIA.
It has to be clearly independent.
The White House National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley was asked about that on the CBS News Early Show.
The question is not military versus civilian. The question is the best person to do that job.
Hadley acknowledged Senate confirmation hearings will press Hayden on the wiretaps in the U.S., but says who better to explain it? Retired Admiral Stansfield Turner, who headed the CIA, says being a military man, no problem, but will General Hayden be confirmed?
I happen to think not, because I happen to think that the wiretapping was illegal.
Reporting live, Dan Revive, CBS News.
Well, it apparently hasn't happened since the days of the Islamic Revolution in 1979. Direct communication between the U.S. and the Iranian leader. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has written a letter to President Bush suggesting ways to defuse the mounting crisis over Tehran's nuclear ambitions. CBS News correspondent Elizabeth Palmer is in the Iranian capital.
Ahmadinejad has really shifted his position several times. He'd adopted a much harder position, saying that Iran was not only going to enrich uranium, but was going to go ahead and make all its own nuclear fuel. This conciliatory gesture today is hard to interpret.
It's getting more expensive to fill her up. During the past 2 weeks, the price of gas has climbed, but industry watcher Trilby Lundberg says there is the glimmer of a silver lining.
Gasoline prices are up again, but they're rising at a much slower pace, and in fact, prices may have already peaked. Self-serve regular is up nearly 4 cents. To $2.95 per gallon nationwide.
So what effect will these higher prices have on the economy? Live to CBS News correspondent Jim Shanavy. And Jim, what do the experts say?
Nick, a forecasting panel with the National Association for Business Economics projects the economy will withstand the pressure of higher oil and gas prices. The bad news, overall growth will drop by about 1.7%. Possibly the biggest toll will be on the job market, which has been strong. Some companies may cut staff to deal with increased energy costs, and others may hold off on expanding their payrolls. Reporting live, Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
He's closing in.
Bonds hits one hard.
The Giants' Barry Bonds clocks a pitch in the sixth inning against the Phillies.
Out of here.
Home run number 713. CBS's Steve Futterman has more from Philadelphia.
It was a monster home run. The ball hit the facade on the third deck in right field, 450 feet away. Barry Bonds is now just one home run behind Babe Ruth. His reaction?
I think it's the greatest thing. It's awesome.
As Barry Bonds rounded the bases, the Philadelphia fans gave him a mixed reaction. This man cheered.
Because I think he's the best athlete I've ever seen in my life.
While this man booed.
Because he's a cheater. He's not good for the game.
Steve Futterman, CBS News at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia.
Time on the roundup is 4 past the hour.
Call the mortgage store today at 303-423-7171.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Taco stands, sponsored stages, and vendors line Civic Center Park this weekend, but not protesters. Less than a week after 75,000 protesters filled Civic Center Park calling for rights for illegal immigrants, hundreds of thousands packed the park for Cinco de Mayo, but they left the posters and the bullhorns at home. Organizers say they weren't trying to separate the event from the rally, but that the politically minded just weren't looking to make a scene. Outside of a few Mexican flags and some T-shirts, politics took a back seat to a party that included all races, celebrating the Latino culture, but that doesn't mean the protests are over. Those protesting for illegal immigrant rights say more rallies are in the works until reform is passed. The price spiraling at the pump may be slowing.
The price is now
$2.95 for self-serve regular, up less than 4 cents.
Trilby Lundberg, who surveys gas prices, suggests we may be seeing a peak at the pump. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you, Tim. We're off to a pretty good start this morning on our highway drive. Some slowing now up in the north end, southbound between 84th Avenue and the Boulder Turnpike, but you've still got a clear shot through downtown and the Denver Tech Center in both directions. I-70 and 225 slowly filling in, but fortunately, no major crashes to report. Now, we do have a different story on our side streets. We have an RTD bus versus a tree at 29th and Wadsworth with delays in the area, as well as a two-car crash working along eastbound Colfax heading over towards southbound Sheridan. Up in the high country, we do have light snow over Vail Pass, so do expect delays as you make your way in and out of the high country. In today's forecast, we'll see highs.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why they're life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Hey, paying rent is the worst. Don't you wish you got more than just a roof over your head for the money? Well, now there's a better way. Buying a home is investing in your future. Think you're too young and your credit isn't good enough? Afraid you don't make enough money? You're wrong. Home ownership is for everyone, including you. Call Jim, the first-time buyer specialist at EPC Services, and get into a home of your own. Call now, 303-520-6395.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Imagine 165,000 people hearing your message for just a buck a spot with no long-term contracts.
Now picture an expert writing a commercial for you and professionally producing it at no extra charge. What you're picturing is your business associated with some of the biggest radio stations in Denver. Do you think this is out of your league? Think again. Online advertising is the wave of the future. Are you ready to ride it? Call us now at 303-713-8677. That's 303-713-8677.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
You know what the good life is like because you dream about it every day. You dream about the bigger house and the luxury car, maybe traveling around the world. But you wake up and find you're still in the same old job, working for the same old pay, week in and week out. But what if I can show you how to make your fortune investing in real estate, even if you've never done it before? Come on, you say, it takes money to get started. And you're right, but it doesn't have to be your money. In fact, I bought my first property at age 17 without a penny to my name, and I've been making millions ever since. Hi, I'm Dolph DeRoos, and I'm inviting you to see what the good life is really like. I'd like to send you a powerful free tape that will show you how you can get started earning the kind of money you really want so you can become rich, very rich. Now I'm going to give you a number that you need to call for my free tape. Are you ready? It's 1-800-500-1093. Stop dreaming about the good life and start living it. That's 1-800-500-1093. 1-800-500-1093.
First of all, Marilyn Musgrave. Marilyn Manson Musgrave is robocalling again, so we understand. In Colorado's 4th Congressional District, this time about prescription drugs. And I would only ask people to go to look at Marilyn Manson Musgrave's voting record when it came to Medicare and see how she voted on that, which, of course, limited the government's power to be able to negotiate with the pharmaceutical companies. And also what's shaping up as a pivotal battle for Colorado's 4th Congressional District, a third-party candidate has entered the race and could play spoiler. Incumbent Marilyn Manson Musgrave, a Republican from Fort Morgan, is being challenged by Democrat Angie Piccioni, of course, who I'm supporting big time. We love you, Angie. State Representative. And now Eric Edison, or Edison's, E-I-D-S-N-E-S-S, of the Reform Party. Edison's, the Reform Party, is going to run. After she dispatched Stan Matsunaga in a close race in 2004. The question is whether Musgrave can hold on to the district that has been Republican since Democratic Wayne Aspinall bowed out in the early 1970s. The prospects of a third-party candidate, once a Republican, capturing moderate conservative voters could work against Marilyn Manson Musgrave. So that's good news. Good news for us. Good news for Angie. Let's go with that third party and come on, Angie. Because we want Angie Piccioni to win in that district. And had a wonderful time at Cinco de Mayo on Saturday. Thank you, everybody, who came by and said hello at Cinco de Mayo. And I can name off names, but I promised people I wouldn't do that. But a lot of people came by to say hello, and it was a really good time. And I guess it didn't start raining, or didn't there wasn't any like thunderstorm activity until a little bit later on in the day. But had a great time out there at Cinco de Mayo. And thanks to everybody for coming by and saying hello. We also have the CIA shakeup with Porter Goss quitting on Friday. There are two conflicting stories running on the Porter Goss story. One is that Negroponte forced Goss out over a turf problem. The other is that Goss is going to somehow get hung up or caught up in this scandal that's been going on, that's being investigated inside the CIA, which is linked to Duke Cunningham and bribery and prostitutes and poker games at the Watergate. And the New York Daily News is running a story this morning on the front page of their Washington Bureau. Let me quote a little bit to you. A little-known White House advisory board convinced a reluctant president to launch yet another high-profile shakeup of the nation's intelligence community. And can CIA Director Porter Goss, sources said yesterday, Bush has already gotten an earful from the Director of National Intelligence, John Negroponte, on the shortcomings of Goss, but the final push came after a very alarmed President's Foreign Intelligence Advisory Board, intelligence and congressional sources said. Alarms were set off at the advisory board by a widening FBI sex and cronyism investigation, this is what I was talking about, that targeted Kyle Dusty Fogo, the number three official at the CIA, and also touched on Goss himself. the 16-member bipartisan board, now headed by former Goldman Sachs executive Steve Friedman, has the mandate to conduct periodic assessments on the quality and the quantity and adequacy of intelligence collection. So Goss may himself be in trouble here. And this whole thing focuses over these Watergate poker parties, which were thrown by defense contractor Brent Wilkes, a high school buddy of Fogo's, that were attended by a disgraced former representative, Randy Duke Cunningham, and other lawmakers. Now, here's something that'll really scare you. Do we have that sound, John? We've got a sound of Hayden, General Hayden. Now, General Hayden oversaw the NSA, the NSA spy program, the domestic spy program, which many of us, a lot of us contend, broke the FISA laws. Here's General Hayden, who clearly does not understand the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. Check this out.
My understanding is that the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution specifies that you must have probable cause to be able to do a search that does not violate an American's right against unlawful searches and seizures.
Fourth Amendment actually protects all of us against unreasonable search and seizure.
But that's what it says. The measure is probable cause, I believe.
The amendment says unreasonable search and seizure.
But does it not say probable?
The legal standard, unreasonable search and seizure.
The legal standard is probable cause.
Just to be very clear, okay, and believe me, if there's any amendment to the Constitution that employees of the National Security Agency are familiar with, it's the Fourth, right? And it is a reasonableness standard in the Fourth Amendment.
Can you believe that? He doesn't understand. This guy, General Hayden, doesn't know that probable cause, by oath or affirmation, or probable cause, he doesn't understand that probable cause is in the Constitution of the United States of America under the Fourth Amendment, and this is the guy who this White House wants to head the CIA. Also, people are uncomfortable with the idea of a military man heading the CIA, which has traditionally been a civilian organization. The CIA, which is in absolute shambles under this administration, they've lost 300 years of experience of people who have resigned there. And there were rumors going around that what Goss was doing was Goss was running a partisan purge of the CIA, in which anybody who did not sign on as a Bush adherent was being pushed out of their position. But now Goss may get touched by this scandal, which involves Duke Cunningham, Brent Wilkes, and Goss's a friend, who a lot of people couldn't understand why he had suddenly elevated this guy to number three, Dusty Fogo, Kyle Dusty Fogo. So we'll have to keep our eyes on that, and it looks like the administration hit again yet with another scandal. Un-frickin' believable, these people. And you know what? I turned to somebody over the weekend and said, what a run of bad luck. And they said to me, it's not a run of bad luck. You know what it is? It's a run of incompetence. And you know, when I thought about it later, you know what? They're absolutely right. This White House is totally and completely incompetent. And did anybody see Tom DeLay on George Stephanopoulos this week, where DeLay more or less said, you know what the Republicans are going to do? They're going to go back to the same mantra in the November election. Gays, abortions, guns. They're going to go down that road again because they have no other place to go. 303-713-7600, 618, 18 minutes after 6. J. Marvin just waiting here now to take off in the AM760 Prize Mobile, and somebody is going to Costa Rica to...
Why is Kaito Gold the only weight loss supplement I believe in? Because it contains chitosan fiber to reduce dietary fat, nopal cactus to help metabolize carbs and sugars to prevent highs and lows that impede weight loss, hootia, a natural appetite suppressant, and green tea extract to stimulate your fat-burning process. Add to that vitamins, and you get the picture. Get the encouragement you need. Here's a kickstart special. Buy three bottles, get three bottles free with free shipping. 1-877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
Have you ever given out your website instead of your phone number? Why? Because people can learn everything about your business with a few clicks on the computer. Over 100,000 people listen to our online broadcasts every month. Just like you, they're in front of their computer and next to a phone. For a dollar an ad, you can let them know about your amazing business. Call Sean at 303-713-8318 or click on the Our Advertisers button to find out more.
Google can reference over 4 million websites. In this sea of information, how do you get potential customers to find your website? For a dollar an ad on this station, you can tell listeners about your business. Click on the Advertisers button in the media player to find out more.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-460-0580 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-460-0580. 1-800-460-0580.
Denver.com or call to set up a consultation today at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001 and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Do you have air ducts in your home or office? Think about what's in there for a moment. Do you know what's hanging out in there? Did you know that the EPA has a whole website dedicated to indoor pollutants? One thing you can do to help improve your indoor air quality is to get your air ducts cleaned with Mr. Back. Call Mr. Back and we'll send our highly trained air duct professionals to your home or office and get things cleaned out fast. Our vacuum trucks are powerful and efficient. In no time, we'll clean deep down where you can't see. We'll suck out all the dirt and dust and those nasty dust bunnies that can be a source of irritation and allergies. Go to nodustbunnies.net to find out why size matters. Call us now and get $50 off. 303-534-4900. Mr. Back is certified by the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and we follow all EPA guidelines. Do you have air ducts? Get them clean now with Mr. Back and save $50. Call now. 303-534-4900. 303-534-4900. 303-534-4900.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good Monday morning. It's 6:23, 23 minutes after 6. High today, 70, partly sunny with thunderstorms. 303-713-7600. I don't really know what to do this first hour, since I'm going to be leaving here pretty soon to give away this trip to Crocodile Bay, and somebody's going to win this thing, and it is so fabulous. We're all jealous, because all of us here want to go, but we can't go. Only one person is going to go, and there are several winners, several qualifiers, waiting around the front range for us to show up. Only one house will we be showing up at, and we'll be doing it here pretty soon. But I'll open the phones until it's time for me to get out of here, and then I'm going to be back after I award the winner the prize, the Crocodile Bay Cruise. What am I talking about? The Crocodile Bay Vacation. And then I'll be back, and I'll be back on the program. So if you want to talk about anything that may have happened here this morning that I brought up, or you want to talk about anything that went on in the news over the weekend, or anything else that may be on your mind, 303-713-7600. There are a lot of other stories out there. I just really hate to start to get into them now, because then we won't be able to cover them. Because I will be gone for you know, 30 or 40 minutes, and I really want to do them later on in the morning. You know, this whole idea about Porter Goss and the whole CIA shakeup situation, and once again, maybe another scandal unfolding out of the White House. How many scandals is that? Is anybody keeping a scorecard out there as to how many we have? And if anybody saw Tom DeLay and Howard Dean yesterday on George Stephanopoulos this week, Howard Dean just blew Tom DeLay away. I mean, just totally blew them away. And Tim Russert, in speaking to Nancy Pelosi, trotted out once again the old Republican talking line, which is not true, that Harry Reid and that others had received money from Jack Abramoff, when if you go look at the details of the story, Harry Reid and others did not receive money from Abramoff directly, and there's a difference. They did not receive money from directly. They received money from Abramoff's clients, which is not receiving money from Jack Abramoff. But, of course, the Republicans are trying to stretch this because they're caught in this culture of corruption that they can't get out of. There's no way that they can get out from underneath this thing. And it keeps spreading, and you keep having people, finding themselves in trouble day after day after day. And now we'll see where this whole thing with the CIA goes and the whole investigation into the CIA and Brent Wilkes this Dusty Fogo guy Porter Goss. Now, there's no proof that Porter Goss has done anything wrong. He may have just gone over there and played some poker. But there may be something wrong with his number three, who he elevated to number three, which is this guy Dusty Fogo. Then the other thing, the other shoe we're waiting to drop is we're waiting for the Karl Rove shoe to drop. Now, there's an article in the Washington Post this morning where Rove is talking about how he's going out and he's going to every state. Here's what they're doing. Here's what the Republicans are doing. They're going to every state and they're telling everybody in the Republican Party, they're telling the leadership of every state party that if we progressives, if we and the Democrats take over the House of Representatives and the Senate, what's going to happen is there are going to be investigations and there's going to be impeachment. Even though Nancy Pelosi said impeachment is not on the table, even though Howard Dean said impeachment is not on the table, and I want to talk to you a little bit later on this morning about this issue, but even though they said that, they're going around and trying to scare their base because they have nothing else to stir their base up with. Their base is pretty much at this point demoralized, and you can see that in the AP Ipso poll. So they're going around, they're trying to stir up their base by scaring them, by saying this is the kind of Congress you're going to get. You know, in the reverse, I think we ought to turn around and talk to them, and we ought to say to them, look, you know, to undecided voters, to moderate Republicans, if this is the kind of government you like, then you should vote for George, then you should vote for Marilyn Manson Musgrave, then you should go vote for Tom Tancredo, then you should, go vote for these folks. You know, if this is the kind of... government and the kind of leadership you want, go back in and go vote and vote for a Republican Congress. But if you're sick and tired of what's going on here, if you're sick and tired of having a large debt that never ceases, a war in Iraq in which there is no plan to get out, no energy independence whatsoever, no health care for 45 to 48 million Americans, if you're tired of these problems, if you're tired with problems in the schools, if you're tired with all of these problems, then the key is to turn around and to make a change for honesty in government and to make a change to take the direction of this country in a better direction, because we can do better, we are capable of doing better, and it's the old story that, you know, we can achieve anything we want to achieve if we have the right leadership, the right will, and the people to ask us to do it. And we have an administration that doesn't ask basically anything of us. Think about that. They basically don't ask. You know, the only thing they ask of us is our sons and daughters. Over 2,400 killed now. 17,000 maimed and then critically injured. And no plan on how to get out of this war. There are at least 4 to 5 Democratic plans that I know of. And the Center for Strategic... I can't think of now. Now I can't think of the organization, but we had them on Friday. The organization has just slipped my mind. But Larry Corbin, those guys from the Turk. What's the name of that organization? The Center for American Progress. Yeah, Larry Corbin, the folks in the American Center for American Progress, have just come out with another one. Have just come out with another way to get out of Iraq. And we have the ongoing problem with Iran. And it just goes on and on and on, and this administration has got us on the wrong track. And I know I'm preaching to the choir, because I know we all believe this. But this is what the Republicans are going to do. This is what they're doing to scare their base. They're scaring their base by saying, okay, you know what? They're going to investigate, and they're going to impeach. And I don't know about you, but I think investigations are warranted. I think we need more information to know why it is that the Bush administration thought that they could break the FISA law and the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution with a National Security Agency spying operation. I'd like to know that. And there's a lot of other things. I'd like to know how they handled the intelligence in the war. All right, now, so am I out of here now? Is that what the story is? No, not yet? Okay. So if you want to comment on anything I've had to say, 303-713-7600, or I can keep going because I got a lot more to say. And here's a woman who's definitely got something to say every single day. Here's Amelia Earhart. So, Amelia, did you get out and party this weekend? Is that what the story was?
No, this was finals weekend, so I stayed in. I drank a lot of coffee.
Yeah, what were your finals about? What questions were they asking?
I had a final on the Canterbury Tales. I had a final for my romantic lit class, which
romantic lit class?
I aced that one.
Oh, because you're so romantic.
Sometimes. Actually, we had a poetry recital, and that went really well.
Yeah, what poem did you recite?
I recited Ode to Psyche by John Keats.
You're so intellectual.
Thank you.
You're more intellectual than this show deserves.
I'm intellectual with my sparkly headphones, right?
Yeah. Would you like to recite a little Keats for us right now?
No.
Oh, you don't want to do
I'm
that?
I'm too embarrassed.
Why?
If I mess up, then I look, you know, not as intellectual.
Well, it's okay. We all mess up. I mess up on a daily basis. Have you ever noticed that I can't get anybody's name right? So go ahead. Just give us like one or two lines.
Oh, geez. Let's see if I can remember. I'm totally blanking.
Oh, come
on. The first two words are, oh, goddess. Oh, goddess, hear these tuneless... Geez. Yeah. I did really well, huh?
Yeah. Well, you pass in our book any day of the week. All right, what's the progressive traffic look like?
Well, we're off to a great start out here. Southbound I-25 jamming up, of course, on the north end, southbound between 104th Avenue and 84th Avenue. Southbound 25 also heavy between I-76 and Spear. Now, northbound lanes of the highway still checking clear. Across I-70, though, we are going to have some sun glare this morning. That cloud cover is just beginning to break loose. So you eastbounders will find slowdowns right around Brighton Boulevard. Now, across our side streets, we do have a full closure of westbound Colfax right at Galapago. In fact, a two-car crash, one car on its side right here is jamming us up in all four directions, and drivers are being taken off Colfax at Galapago. Those emergency crews are still on site here. Now, across eastbound Colfax right at southbound Sheridan, got another crash here. And up in the high country, we're actually dealing with some light snow over Vail Pass. In today's forecast, we've got mostly sunny conditions with highs up in the mid-70s, and currently we're at 56 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Change more than your resume. DU offers bachelor's degrees for working professionals that can open a lifetime of opportunity.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused. Flexible. Friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method.
Call 1-800-774-1451. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451.
Going on right now. And Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., so you get an extra hour of Rockies shopping power. And you can check them out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com. You can see their business philosophy, see their TV commercials, and also check out what's happening with them. And look at the inventory, pre-qualify for a car loan, which cuts down on the amount of paperwork you have to do. And get squared away and get a great deal at Rockies Autos. But if you're a vet fan and you've always wanted a vet, check out the prices on the vets they have at Rockies Autos. And like I said, they came in on Friday. I saw them coming in off the truck. Nobody said to me, you know, Dave Dunn, Colbert Harris, nobody out there, Roger, nobody came to me and said, you know, Isaac Harris, nobody said, Donnie, said, hey, don't say anything about the vets. So I'm talking about the vets on the air. Whatever it is you want from A to Z, Rockies has got it. They've got it all. I'm telling you, they're the place to go. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of Boulder Turnpike. I'm proud to be associated with the Rockies. A lot of people came up to me at Cinco de Mayo and said, oh, yeah, you're on the Rockies commercials. And you're right, I am, and I'm proud to be associated with them. They're great folks. Rockies Autos, check them out.
Hallmark Gold Crown presents top country artist and mom, Sarah Evans.
Say, do you love me? Like you really wanted.
I made this CD because no matter where we go in life or how much we accomplish, I think we all need to know there's someone who's always there.
Keep your feet on the ground when you know.
For me, that person is my mom.
Well, her mama named her Brooklyn.
No matter how crazy things get, my mom's such a safe and wonderful place for me to land. That's what I want to be for my kids.
Baby, you.
When you can tell your mom how much you love her with the help of top country artist and mom, Sarah Evans, you're in a good place. Get Sarah Evans' exclusive new Hallmark CD. It has two brand new tracks and is just $7.95 when you buy three cards. Only at today's Hallmark Gold Crown stores.
Available at participating Hallmark Gold Crown stores while supplies last.
Watching the sunrise with someone who doesn't get a tax break. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Well, please, let's not talk about my taxes. Can we leave my taxes out? Please, IRS, don't come get me. 6:37, 37 minutes past the hour here. High today, 70, partly sunny. Some thunderstorms in the forecast, and there's some dark clouds out there now, but it doesn't look like anything serious. 303-713-7600. The phone's wide open on this Monday morning. Anything you want to talk about, including does it bother you to have somebody who is a general, this guy General Hayden, running what is traditionally a civilian intelligence agency in the CIA, do you think he ought to resign his commission? And also, does it make you nervous, like it does me, that this is a guy who doesn't know the Fourth Amendment? You know, yeah, let's hear this again. This is a guy quizzing General Hayden about the Fourth Amendment. I mean, this ought to scare the bejesus out of you.
My understanding is that the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution specifies that you must have probable cause to be able to do a search that does not violate an American's right against unlawful searches and seizures.
Fourth Amendment actually protects all of us against unreasonable search and seizure.
But
that's what it says.
The measure is probable cause, I believe.
The amendment says unreasonable search and seizure.
But does it not say probable?
The
legal standard is probable cause.
Just to be very clear, okay? And believe me, if there's any amendment to the Constitution that employees of the National Security Agency are familiar with, it's the Fourth, right? And it is a reasonableness standard in the Fourth Amendment.
Listen how irritated he gets. Well, he gets really irritated there, doesn't he? No, it's the Fourth Amendment. No, it doesn't say that. You know what? Indeed it does. I mean, if you don't want to take my word for it, and I don't have it in front of me, I just have it memorized, that part of it memorized, but if you don't want to take my word for it, go look it up, and you'll see that it has it in there. A probable cause is stated in there, and probable cause, usually is a, you know, is a linchpin too for court cases. When defendants charge unreasonable search and seizure, and I'm no lawyer either, but I happen to know about oath or affirmation or probable cause, and I've quizzed callers on this before too, and have gotten answers where they've denied that it's in there, and who's circulating this information? And this is a guy who's going to walk across the hall and go down the street and start running the CIA. Now, does that make you nervous, or does that make you nervous that the guy doesn't know the Fourth Amendment? Anyway, he's in for a rocky confirmation because there are a lot of people that believe he should resign his commission in the military before taking the job as head of the CIA. And the CIA is supposed to be demoralized. It's supposed to be in turmoil. And you know something else, too, that goes on? And I don't know if anybody's noticed this either. And I was disappointed in Senator Dianne Feinstein. Also, on This Week with George Stephanopoulos. I believe she was on with him. I was disappointed in this. She allowed Saxby Chambliss, the Republican smear artist senator from Georgia, from foisting the same conventional wisdom on the CIA that has been going on now for the better part of 3 years, which is that the CIA dropped the ball on the WMD question, when in reality, it wasn't the CIA that did it. It was the administration that did it. The administration in the analytical phase cherry-picked and took the information that they wanted, and that was the information that they used. But yet, that whole conventional wisdom line about the CIA dropping the ball is shopped time and time again, and if you don't know any better, if you're not a close follower of what goes on, and you just happen to casually see that, you say to yourself, yeah, it was the CIA that did it, but it wasn't the CIA. And you know Rumsfeld standing up there the other day with that reporter, or with Ray McGovern, the ex-CIA analyst, saying, I don't deal in intelligence. Everybody knew that Rumsfeld had his own intelligence running inside the Defense Department, so he was lying there about that. And it just amazes me that these people can't own up to anything. And that it was the White House, and it was Cheney, who also had an office, little intelligence cabal running inside of his office, that they made the decisions on these deals, on what to hit and where to go, and they made the decisions about Iraq. And yet, on television, if you watch these Sunday morning talking shows, and I've about gotten to the point now where, you know what, I rely totally on the internet, blogs, magazines. I have a really hard time watching these Sunday talking shows because this kind of conventional wisdom, this kind of right-wing echo chamber wisdom gets reinforced on these Sunday talking shows, and what ends up happening is people end up believing them. They believe them as being true. That it was the CIA that messed up this whole thing when they had WMDs. And it wasn't the CIA. It wasn't anywhere close to the CIA. It was the White House that did this, and it was Dick Cheney's office that did this. And man, you know, you got to ask yourself, when are people finally, at some point or another, going to have the guts to tell the truth? And, you know, I criticized Dianne Feinstein, senator from California, who sits on the Intelligence Committee, for allowing that to be said on Sunday morning TV and letting it go away and not saying anything about it. 6:43, 17 minutes after 7, I'm waiting to leave here to give away that trip to Crocodile Bay. Some lucky AM 760 listener is going to go to Crocodile Bay in Costa Rica, and I'll tell you one thing, it ain't going to be me, and it ain't going to be John Turk, but we're jealous as hell because somebody's going to get a heck of a trip, and they're going to win sometime within the next hour and a half. So, oh, we're leaving after 7 o'clock? All right, I'm here till 7 o'clock, and then we're going. That's when we're going to do it. Right after 7 o'clock is when we're going to deliver the prize. And somebody is going to be shocked and very, very pleased. 6:43, 17 minutes away from 7 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 if you want to jump in and comment about anything that I've talked about, or if you just want to slip into the typical Monday morning pattern, which is just to lay back and to listen which whatever you choose. You know, get off your half moons.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in four-week terms, an eight-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused. Flexible. Friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Northbound lanes at 25, though, still pretty much clear. Coming out of the tech center, you will find a bit of slowing, though, northbound at the Broadway Bridge. I-70 will see sun glare in those eastbound lanes right around Brighton Boulevard, continuing all the way over towards I-225. 6th Avenue also slowing now eastbound between Sheridan and I-25. In today's forecast, you'll see partly sunny skies with highs up in the 70s. Currently, we're at 56 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Refinancing, remodeling, relocating? KeyBank has borrowing options and advice you'll feel right at home with.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street. For free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-1673. That's 1-800-440-1673. 1-800-440-1673.
Low monthly payment. Call. You know what? The call for this whole thing is free. And the analysis, your credit analysis, is absolutely free. They are not there to judge you. They're there to help you. And you can get a credit approval right over the phone. You can get it right now. No application fee, no out-of-pocket closing, and interest rates may be tax-deductible. One thing's for sure, the interest rates on your credit cards are not tax-deductible. Most of us have credit card debt. And if you own a home, this is a good way to roll all that stuff together and get out from underneath that punishing debt. The Mortgage Store is a direct lender, so you're guaranteed the best pricing and the best service. Even if you've had some credit problems in the past, they can still get you a great fixed-rate mortgage. So call the Mortgage Store at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Their schedule is flexible. They're open evenings till 8, and on Saturdays, too. It's fast. It's easy. And as I said before, the interest loan may be tax-deductible, but the interest on your credit card certainly is not. And the loan consultants at the Mortgage Store are dedicated professionals who will work with you every step of the way. I mean, they're on the phone with you from day one till closing, and they're there for you. So don't put it off. Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, and start saving money today.
Call LendingTree now to take advantage of their new home equity offer. You can get a $40,000 loan for only $217 a month. Call 1-800-555-TREE. LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. See website or call for details and licensing.
Arone Appel, CPA, would like to remind that if your teenagers are planning to attend prom or graduation parties, it's a good idea to encourage them to enjoy these activities sensibly and without alcohol. Encourage your teen to keep celebrations safe and enjoyable for everyone. This is from Arone Appel, CPA in Boulder. For professional tax accounting and information technology services, call 545-5755. Aron Appel, CPA.
Bojo's, with over 30 years of award-winning Colorado-style pizza, has a new special. Buy one of their famous 3-pound, 3-topping pizzas and get a 2-pound specialty pie absolutely free Sunday through Wednesday. Sip a draft for $1.50. Pizza's now available in gluten-free for a limited time at participating locations.
Fighting for the little guy. It's the big guy, Jay Marvin, on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Always late with your kisses.
Little brother Lefty. Man, I love Lefty Frizzell.
Won't you come to my arms, sweet darling?
And I still not bought that $250 box CD set, which Miriam won't let me have. Always late. That's good stuff, isn't it? 6:49. It's 11 minutes away from 7 o'clock here. Call Willie FM and ask them why they don't play this. High today, 70. Partly sunny with some thunderstorms. 303-713-7600. Kind of a special morning here on the program. Going to leave in about 10 minutes to give somebody one of the qualifiers, the contest, one of the qualifiers in the contest. We're going to award them that eco trip to Costa Rica to Crocodile Bay. Somebody is going to win this morning, and it's just going to be in a matter of moments. Well, all right, I don't want to be that dramatic, but it is going to be within the next hour. Would that be fair to say in the next hour? Yeah. In the next hour, somebody's going to win this thing. Darren McKee is going to come in here and sit in for me, and we're going to go out, and we're going to, personally, I'm going to knock on the door and award the prize. And you know what? Boy, you know, and there's something I really want to tell you about this prize. There's something I really want to tell you about winning this thing. But I just can't say it. I gotta be quiet about it. I gotta be quiet. I can't say it. I really want to say it badly, but I can't give it away. So I just have to be terribly quiet about it. But we'll reveal it. We'll reveal it within the next hour or so. But somebody's going to go on a fabulous trip to Costa Rica to Crocodile Bay, and it's something that everybody here has been drooling over since the prize was first announced. And also, don't forget, too, for those of you that qualified, we have all the other prizes that are out there, too. We're going to be having dinner together with Ed Schultz and myself, and breakfast together with Al Franken and myself. And it's all been our way of saying thank you for supporting AM 760 Progressive Talk. And we'll be giving the prize away in the next hour or so. I'm not even at liberty to say how far driving distance we are. I can't even give that information out. Can I? No. I'm being told no. Top secret. Can't give that information out. But somebody's going to get shocked. Somebody's going to be shocked. You ever won anything big in your life? I've never won any big prize. Anybody ever won anything big? Have you, Turk?
I won like $400 playing bingo once.
$400 playing bingo's not that big of a deal.
It was for me when I was like 17, 18 years old. So that's about the biggest thing I've won.
I've won more than $400 playing roulette.
It's kind of going to be like Ed McMahon showing up to give away that Publisher's Clearinghouse, you know, the $1 million prize. I don't know. It kind of scary you ringing somebody's doorbell at 7:30 in the morning, waking them up with their Crocodile Bay prize.
Well, if I saw a guy like me coming to the door at 7:30 in the morning and they're going to ring the doorbell, I'd dial the police.
We got a huge check, dude. Look at this thing. It's just like the McMahon deal.
Yeah, we got a huge check to give away, too. So 400 bucks is the most you've ever won?
That's it. That's all I've ever done. I mean, I've won a little bit here and there in Central City and in Las Vegas, but 400, I think, is the biggest prize I've ever walked away with.
Yeah, but I'm talking about a grand prize, man. I have never won a grand prize.
I won a course snowboard at a bar in Durango once.
That's not... I'm talking about something really big, like a trip to Crocodile Bay or something like that. No, me neither. And I keep forgetting to play the Powerball, so I have no chance of winning that because I keep forgetting to buy. I don't think anybody out there is even, the phone isn't even ringing. I don't think anybody out there has ever won anything really big. I mean, we're talking about a huge prize here. We're not talking about like $500 at the, you know, blackjack table at the Stardust or something. We're talking about a huge prize. We're talking about a big money prize here. This is a fabulous vacation, which I would love to win. And which, of course, as I've said earlier in the hour, I'm not eligible for. Neither is anybody else who works here, unfortunately. But somebody is going to win this thing in the next hour or so, so it's going to be a pretty big deal. And we will, we're going to go knock on their door. God help us. Do we have bulletproof vests? We have Kevlar vests when we walk up to the door?
You will have a Kevlar vest on, so you'll be bulletproof.
In case they try to take shots at us, not knowing who we are. I need some kind of help, man, with this. But there's going to be a whole mob of us, so there's safety in numbers. Anyway, this is the day I've been waiting for. I've been waiting for this day for a long, 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 long time. Been waiting for it for a long, long time. And thank you to everybody who registered. Thank you to everybody who was in the contest. Thank you to everybody who qualified. Really do appreciate you being part of the program. And hope that you realize how much that we really, really appreciate you being out there. Vince in Capitol Hill wants to say something. Vince, you're the lone man this morning, Vince. What's the story?
You guys are making me feel so bad. Nobody's ever won anything, and I haven't the snowboard. I was when John Turk won a snowboard, that is cool.
Well, you know why we're doing this to you? Because we're trying to convince you to slit your throat at 6:55 in the morning.
No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that, but I do feel very jealous for whoever won. So, anyway.
Yeah, well, it's a great prize.
I'll tell you, I almost went through the television this weekend watching Tom DeLay talking about how, the Democrats are very corrupt, too.
Well, of course, because he was trotting out that same old argument again.
Tom DeLay, of all people, talking about corruption.
You know what that says in America? Here you got a guy who leaves his position under a cloud of scandal, and only a guy like that would show up on an American Sunday morning talking head show talking about the corruption of the other party and not about himself.
Well, and it's incredible. And, I guess what really disturbs me is that, of all people, the press secretary for, the former press secretary for Clinton just lets these people get away with this. I'm very disappointed in George Stephanopoulos. But we were talking last week about that oil thing, that,
right.
How they want to give $100 away.
That idea is gone. It's dead.
I know, but that was just so ridiculous. And it was basically, okay, if we give you $100, will you let us drill in Anwar? These are the guys that said, we're addicted to oil. And basically what that is we're addicted to, it's just like an addict going, okay, I'm going to quit, man, but I heard of a place in Alaska where really crappy poppies are growing.
Right.
So I'm going to go up there, and I'm going to have some of those poppies and shoot up for a while.
And then they get on there and talk about how, we'd have, and DeLay was talking about, we'd have all these millions of barrels of oil when, scientists have estimated that the most would help us would be against our foreign oil dependency would be maybe 4 to 6%, not millions and gazillions of barrels of oil every day like he was trying to make out on Stephanopoulos yesterday.
Well, and that's exactly right. And, the other thing is they don't know. I mean, there might be a huge reserve up there, or it might go dry in, 2 days. I mean, they really don't know about that kind of thing. But I think the lesson to be learned here is no matter what goes wrong in the world, like not winning a prize, it's Clinton's fault.
Yeah, that's right, because that's the place they go, right?
It's immediately, exactly.
Yeah, that's where DeLay was going. I mean, he was blaming the high gas prices on Clinton and the Democrats when they controlled the Congress, when he controlled the House of Representatives after 1994.
Well, I think that's
where does he get off with that?
Yeah, that's the new talking point of the week. It's like, if Clinton had let us drill in Anwar, we wouldn't be in this problem. We'd still be addicted to oil, but at least we'd have another shot.
Hey, I'm telling you though, DeLay was signaling the strategy. It's going to be gays, guns, late-term abortions. It's going to be all that stuff again that they're going to try to use in November. The question is now, will it play with the American people? Thanks,
yeah.
Man. Hey, Vince,
right,
I got to go give out a prize, brother.
Hey, you go have fun.
All right, we'll see you.
Bye now.
All right, I'll be back on the air in an hour or so, probably, depending on how much partying we do at the winner's house. I'm not against drinking vodka this time of the morning. But I'll be on the air announcing the winner, all right? So anyway, we're going out to give the winner. Ben McKee is coming to sit in. Ben, don't touch any of my stuff. And Aaron McKee...
It's the big one.
Saturday, May 13th, Marta Shank Car Wash at Alameda and Harlan in Lakewood presents the giant Cinco de Mayo Car Show. Cars, bikes, trucks, bombs, rods, everything on wheels. There's a live DJ, great food, hydraulic hop-off, sponsored by Roberts Wheels and Tires, and tons of cash and prizes. Get your car washed or detailed while you check out the hot rods. It's Saturday, May 13th from 11 to 6. Go to MartaShankCarWash.com for information and a pre-register. That's MartaShankCarWash.com or call 303-727-8495.
Why is Kaito Gold the only weight loss supplement I believe in? Because it contains chitosan fiber to reduce dietary fat, nopal cactus to help metabolize carbs and sugars to prevent highs and lows that impede weight loss, hoodia, a natural appetite suppressant, and green tea extract to stimulate your fat-burning process. Add to that herbs and vitamins, and you get the picture. Just two capsules before meals and start losing. Take it through the holidays. Help maintain. Now buy three bottles, get three free. 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.
.com 6400 or check us on the web at excelroofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rose, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder, and on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Peter Mayer, live in Washington. President Bush, within the hour, will name General Michael Hayden to head the CIA. House Intel Committee Chair, Republican Peter Hoekstra, questions having a military man as the nation's top spy.
It has to be clearly independent of the Department of Defense.
White House National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley rejects that concern.
This is really nothing new. There have been several directors of the Central Intelligence Agency who have been military officers in the past.
But one of those people, former CIA Director Admiral Stansfield Turner, tells CBS News Hayden's role designing and running the domestic surveillance program could be his real problem.
I happen to think it was illegal. I believe that's the one cloud over General Hayden's nomination.
Officials say the president's ready to fight for his choice to head the CIA. I'm Peter Mayer, live in Washington, now with more CBS News. Here's Frank Settapani.
Overseas, an American soldier has been killed by a roadside bomb south of Baghdad. Iran's president is offering what he calls new solutions in the standoff over the Iranian nuclear program. Thick smoke and crackling flame. It's brush fire season in Florida. Live to CBS's Peter King. Peter, what's the latest in New Smyrna Beach?
Some 800 people are out of their homes. They're wondering when they can go back. City spokeswoman Shannon Lewis says some won't be able to.
We've had reports of three homes that have been destroyed by the fire.
She says overnight humidity has helped contain it to about 1,000 acres.
Well, how about the rest of the state?
Well, the fires have been mostly along I-95 from New Smyrna Beach down to just below the Kennedy Space Center. Florida Highway Patrol says between the smoke, traffic, and detours, it's going to be very tough to navigate for at least the next couple of days, Frank.
And the price of gasoline is still creeping higher, but the bump was only 4 cents over the past 2 weeks to a national average $2.95 in the latest Lundberg survey. Oil trader Phil Flynn sees the light at the end of the toll road.
We're going to see prices probably start to ease off a little bit. And you don't have to thank any of the politicians in Washington. It's just the normal market conditions that are starting to come into play.
On the business beat, a perfect marriage may be unraveling. Live to CBS's Dan Revived and two household names calling it quits.
Disney no longer wants to work with McDonald's. According to the Los Angeles Times, Disney wants to distance itself from fast food, blamed by some for childhood obesity. For 10 years, Disney stars such as Nemo and 101 Dalmatians have been in Happy Meals.
Different toys. One of each has.
McDonald's paid Disney an estimated $100 million a year for use of the characters. Frank?
And the 2-1 delivery. And Bonds hits one home.
Barry Bonds is just one away from tying Babe Ruth for second place on baseball's all-time home run list. He swatted number 713 last night off Philadelphia's John Lieber. Tom Cruise had a pretty good weekend, too. Mission Impossible 3 opened and took in more than $48 million. S&P futures are up a fraction. This is CBS News.
If you're taking a pain reliever for your arthritis pain, you could be taking something that may interact with your prescriptions. The Pure Pain Relief of Tylenol Arthritis Pain works all day. And when used as directed, has fewer drug interaction risks than the NSAID Aleve. Stop. Think. Tylenol Arthritis Pain. Works up to 8 hours. Take only as directed.
This Mother's Day, give your mother the gift that will last as long as a mother's love.
have a star named after her. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will send your mom a beautiful personalized gift package with her chosen star. You may also include a sterling silver bracelet and heart charm with your mother's name and star location engraved on it. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com so she'll have her gift for Mother's Day.
Belco Credit Union. Easy to join and worth it. Belco.org.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. With control of the State House at stake in November, the aisle lines are clearly visible at the state capitol. Lawmakers say this session has been sharply partisan. The state Senate hopes to wrap its session today, 3 days early, but senators are still examining a bill that could give childhood victims of sexual assault unlimited time to sue. The House passed a version of the bill late last week. The Senate will either go along with them or kill the bill. The Catholic Church has lobbied strongly against the bill, claiming that it left the church open to millions of dollars in lawsuits. Denver's oldest amusement park already open for the season, at least on weekends. If you're planning on going to the park, Elitch's Brooke Brasher says it's a good idea to leave the cigarettes behind. For the first time, Elitch's is going smoke-free.
We do have designated smoking areas, but we just feel that smoking is not part of the family-friendly experience.
The water park will open May 20th. It is also smoke-free. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
All right, thanks, Tim. Still only one crash in this morning's drive. That's the good news. The bad news is it's jamming you up across southbound I-225 between Mississippi and Iliff, and there's usually lots of heavy traffic heading into the tech center. Now, if you've got two cars sitting in the median and one car is close to that left-hand lane, so that's where that slowing is coming from. Do expect delays all the way back to 6th Avenue. Now, across I-25, southbounders up on the north end are heavy and slow between 100 and 4th Avenue and the Boulder Turnpike. Also slow between I-76 and Spear, and you've got a pretty clear shot heading down towards the Broadway Bridge, but at this point you will find slowing all the way down towards Hampton. Across I-70, eastbounders now have lots of sun glare right between Pecos and Brighton Boulevard, and across the southbound lanes of I-25 down in the tech center, we're actually looking at some strange slowing right around Hampton. Now, taking a look at our forecast, we'll see highs up around 74 degrees today. Currently, we're at 57 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart for AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Need a quick dinner idea? Check out kingsoopers.com before you head to the store for recipes, a food and wine pairing guide.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Team Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
Turkey, have you ever gone to Costa Rica? Have you ever gone anywhere in Latin America, anywhere down in that area, ever?
No, I've never done Latin America thing. I've done Mexico a few times, but never to Costa Rica.
Let me tell you about Costa Rica, okay? So I haven't been there. But I've read books and pamphlets about Costa Rica. You ever read Jimmy Buffett, A Pirate Turns 50?
Nope.
Are you a Jimmy Buffett fan at all?
No, I just don't read.
No. That would get in the way of reading a book, wouldn't it? Anyways, this book, A Pirate Turns 50, is about Jimmy Buffett can fly a plane. He has his pilot's license. It's a water landing plane. I don't know if that has some sort of special name or not. But he's rich. I don't know if you knew that. And he details a trip where he leaves from the Keys and basically flies around Central America and down into South America and then back again, and just talks about his trip and what he does and where he goes. And I when I read this book, I know, I read the entire book, John. He talks about Costa Rica. And it stood out. Of all the countries he went to, Costa Rica stood out the most. I'm not a big fisherman guy, but they have the best fishing in Costa Rica, apparently, for big fish. For big, deep, you know, salt water, that type of thing, okay?
Marlin fishing,
marlin,
I guess, is really big down there.
Tarpon, I think that marlin tarpon, stuff like that. It's like just the best in the absolute world. And Costa Rica is a very unique country as well, because you go from the beaches and the sea and all that type of stuff and to very mountainous areas very quickly. And it's just a fabulous, fabulous country, a beautiful place. And they have these, I've had a couple people who have gone on vacation there. I'm dying to go there, would love to go there. And apparently one of the better things they have, and maybe this is associated with the Zico trip thing, is that you soar like a monkey on a trapeze type of thing. So you can just hang on for dear life, just cawing your lungs out, soaring through the jungle, just holding on for dear life, thanking the good Lord that you're tied up here, and I'm in Costa Rica! It's just the best. Couldn't you see Jay on one of the... I could see Jay doing that, couldn't you?
In a big harness?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see him doing that, having a great time. But, of course, he won't be going, will he? It'll be one of our...
No, I tried to make that part of the deal. Like, me and Jay had to go on this trip to kind of chaperone our winners, but... they don't listen to me.
That fell through. Can't believe it. Somebody would just show up for work. Then it would be taken care of, John. So Jay is on his way, out the door, about to knock on somebody's door to give away that trip. And, you know, I think Porter Goss would love that. I mean, he's going to have some time on his hands now. I listened to Jay this morning. We're talking to him. What was that? What was he talking about? It's involved with some sort of gambling and strippers and... Well, I was like, you got to be kidding me, Porter. Mr. CIA. You know, nobody ever resigns. Nobody ever just, you're fired is how that happens. And Porter's, he's out the door now. He'll have a great vacation spot. I mean, if you ever were to send somebody from the Bush administration to some sort of exotic... How about that? I'm new here. Let's get the phones going. See who's out there listening. If you were to send somebody from the Bush administration, or maybe a local person, I see Marilyn Musgrave in the... Oh, God, is she evil? Ugh, we have to beat her. You understand? Has to be done. Got to get rid of Marilyn Musgrave. But if you could send somebody on a wild, exotic trip, because... various members of the Bush administration are going to have time on their hands. Some already do. You know, Scott McClellan, I mean, he could, he'd have to go someplace where there's a diet, I guess, and relax a little bit. Someplace healthy for Scott McClellan, right? It'd have to be somewhere where he could rest and relax a little bit. Where there's no pressure and there's nothing to think about. You know, when you lie that much over and over and over again, it's incredibly stressful. You know, I think when you're actively lying, it's more difficult than when you're just not telling the truth, basically. Like Donald Rumsfeld, I mean, when he eventually goes, you know, he could be a little bit more active in his vacation. It will happen eventually. I mean, when that actually happens, maybe not some... I see Donald Rumsfeld in a more active type of vacation location. Scott McClellan, no. He really needs to kick back. 303-713-7600. Let's have some fun here this hour while Jay's gone. And actually, we'll hear from Jay in just mere moments as he gives away this trip. We go to Casey. Casey, how are you? Good morning. You're on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Casey, my bad. Oh, man. Sticky buttons here, Turk. All right, there you go. Hey, Casey, what's happening, my man?
Hey, not much. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, I've been to Costa Rica, and those things are called canopy tours.
Okay.
You're hooked in like a rock climbing harness.
Yes.
And you literally zip from one side of the canyon to another side of the canyon.
How fantastic is that?
You're probably 200 to 300 feet up.
How amazing must that be?
It was the best thing ever.
And how
I'd go back just to do that.
You know, I heard a friend of mine who went on a honeymoon down there said she had some problems getting in and out of the country itself, though, on small prop planes or something. Is that an issue down there, or is it smooth sailing?
Well, I flew into the capital and had to take one of their taxis over to the coast.
Okay.
And you don't want to do that. That's it's very, very scary because there's no seatbelt. And
I hear the roads are absolutely abysmal.
And they're passing on curves, and it is very scary.
Well, we're not trying to freak somebody out going on this trip, though. So the canopy tours, and how long would you do that for? I mean, what's the time of?
It's a good half day. It's a good couple hours.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
And what was your reason for going down there, Casey?
Vacation trip.
All right, I'm trying to get this going here. Who would you like from the Bush administration to go on a little bit of a vacation? Where would you think would be appropriate for them to go?
How about Guantanamo?
For who? Maybe Rummy. That'd be
for
good.
For Bush.
For Bush himself.
Yeah.
See, that's
him down there.
That's the tricky part, because that's the guy we really need to get rid of. But it's not so easy, is it, Casey?
Give us another couple months, we'll get him out.
I don't think so, bud. I wish. But it's not going to be through impeachment. In fact, the Democrats... Hey, Casey, thanks for the call, bud. Appreciate it. 303-713-7600. You know what? Why don't I... Turk, why don't we take a little bit of a break, okay? And I come back, and I'll tell you why it's not so easy to impeach George Bush. I'm all for it, but it's not so easy to get done. And the Democrats realize that, too, and they're going to do something... Well, they're going to get as close as they can to it. I'll let you know that. I'll tell you who's trying to run for president again or thinking about it. And tie in the West Wing. That's great. And Jay will be giving away a trip, an eco trip to Costa Rica, to Crocodile Bay, in mere moments. Who on the Bush administration would you like to send on a little vacation, and where would they be?
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
You can shmush a tomato into your nose. You can shmush sand between your toes. You can shmush your tube of toothpaste or shmush some wine around your buds of taste. You can shmush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can shmush an orange into juice, and you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to shmush by far is when you go and shmush your car. And I know most people will agree.
You shmush your car? It's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free shmushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational shmushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE, 561-FREE.
Miss your chance to save $1,000 on the vision you've always wanted. Whether you're nearsighted, farsighted, or even have astigmatism, call Spivak Vision Center today at 303-C2020 and let our world-class surgeons turn your dreams of clear, natural vision into reality and to take advantage of our most affordable fees ever on LASIK. But don't wait. Our $1,000 savings ends soon. So call 303-C2020 now. That's 303-C2020. Only at Spivak Vision Center.
Aron Appel, CPA, would like to remind that if your teenagers are planning to attend prom or graduation parties, it's a good idea to encourage them to enjoy these activities sensibly and without alcohol. Encourage your teen to keep celebrations safe and enjoyable for everyone. This is from Aron Appel, CPA in Boulder. For professional tax accounting and information technology services, call 545-5755. Aron Appel, CPA.
I was just turning onto Juniper Street when the drunk driver hit me.
When the drunk driver hit me, I was coming home from band practice.
When the drunk driver hit me,
I was in the elevator at my office.
I was having my teeth cleaned.
I was in the freezer section.
I was on the merry-go-round with my granddaughter.
On a plane halfway to Raleigh-Durham.
In the kitchen.
At the movies.
In church.
Waiting for the cable guy.
Working in the garden.
TV.
In the line at the post office.
Writing a term paper. I never saw it coming, and after all this time, I still don't.
Even long after a drunk driving crash, survivors can still feel the impact, again and again, every day. But MAD Victim Services can help. We offer emotional, financial, and legal guidance to the victims of drunk driving. MAD knows how to help, because we've been there too. For more information about MAD Victim Services, call 877-MAD-HELP. That's 877-MADD-HELP, or visit MAD.org. We help survivors survive.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K. Registration begins at $35. With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to am760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
She did it for me, I'm telling you. Shane Wheatland for you, Turk, really?
Yeah, kind of, she did it for me.
A little pixie-like. Were you into plump Belinda, or were you into kind of a skinny diet pill Belinda?
The skinny diet pill Belinda.
Yeah, really? Well, I don't know, I kind of like this Belinda. I don't know, she was like, what happened to Belinda Carlisle? She got all skinny and stuff.
Didn't they have, like, a reunion tour, like, last year?
Oh, I'm sure they're trying to cash in the best I can, but, you know, you never stop needing money. Hey, it's Derek Key in for J. Marvin, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Our phone number, 303-713-7600. If you could send a member of the Bush administration, and these people leaving left and right, being fired, and I love Portugas' initial thing. When he said he's leaving because it's mysterious. It's a mystery why he's leaving. He actually said that, huh? It's a mystery. I love this new guy who they're going to put in. Air Force General Michael Hayden will be the next chief of the CIA. It's coming out, and I think the decider is going to announce it a little bit later on. So it's a military guy in charge of the CIA. I don't know how bright he is. Turk, you got that? We might as well play it. We might as well play what he thinks about the Fourth Amendment. But where was he questioned by this, Turk? Where exactly is this coming from? We're going to get to two in a second. This new head of the CIA doesn't know what the Fourth Amendment is. Could sometimes be a problem. Mike Hayden is the president's nominee to be director of the CIA National Security. Stephen Hadley's director said on the Today Show, the president believes he is the right person and the right time to do the right job. You know, where was the, me and Porter Goss will be sitting back on rocking chairs talking about the good old times. Where was that press conference with President Bush and Porter Goss? It didn't really happen, did it? Now we're hearing some unbelievably wacky stories about poker games and all sorts of weird stuff.
Darren, this audio we have is actually, it was Knight Ridder's Jonathan Landy who was questioning General Michael Hayden at a national press club back in January. So that's where this audio piece comes from.
Let's hear it.
My understanding is that the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution specifies that you must have probable cause to be able to do a search that does not violate an American's right against unlawful searches and seizures.
Fourth Amendment actually protects all of us against unreasonable search and seizure.
But
that's what it says.
The measure is probable cause, I believe.
The amendment says unreasonable search and seizure.
But does it not say probable?
No.
The court standard, the legal standard, the legal standard is probable cause.
Lord.
Just to be very clear, okay, and believe me, if there's any amendment to the Constitution that employees of the National Security Agency are familiar with, it's the Fourth, right? And it is a reasonableness standard in the Fourth Amendment.
Help us. Help us. All right, Michael Hayden, good luck. I'd hire Tom Cruise. Dude, have you seen that movie? I mean, he takes care of business. So the question, if you could send somebody from the Bush administration on a little vacation, where would it be? 303-713-7600. My man, Vincent in Frisco. What's happening, Vincent?
Karl Rove to Darfur.
Nice!
Yeah, the evil genius would have a lot of fun there. He'd fit right in.
He'd stand out.
Yeah, he could run his own nasty little militia and, you know, try to conquer the area like he has the rest of the world.
Now, you would put him on there on vacation, but you think he wouldn't kick back. He'd want to be involved right away.
I think that would be a vacation for him, you know? I really think he would find it relaxing to, you know, with bullets flying and people starving to death. Sort of the human misery and suffering would probably give him great joy.
Well, especially because he has more time now, doesn't he? Because he's backed off his responsibilities. So
yeah.
He could probably cover. Then he could find the stupidest person in Darfur and run them as the leader.
That's exactly what I was thinking. He could probably come up with the biggest jerk around and get him to run the whole thing.
And maybe that,
or at least as a puppet.
Yeah.
You know what? On Costa Rica,
yeah.
I want to tell you, I have land in Costa Rica.
No kidding.
One of the funnest things that I did in Costa Rica was I took a whitewater rafting trip on the Tarcolas River.
Wow.
And when you get down by the, right between Jaco and Tamarindo, there's a bridge. And as you're floating along, the water gets kind of quiet. And all of a sudden, there's people dangling ropes off of this bridge, and the ropes have, like, cow legs and stuff on them.
Wow.
You ask the guide, what the heck are those people doing? Oh, senor, they're feeding the crocodile. You're like, what? You're riding along this little rubber raft. There's people up on the bridge feeding the crocodiles. You can't see them because it's this muddy brown water. So I came back, and went to that bridge, and they have, like, little roadside stands and a ranger up there. And you stand up on the bridge and look down into the water, and sure enough, there's people selling, like, chickens and, you know, sheep legs and stuff. And you hang them off a bridge and feed them to the crocodiles. So I'm talking to this ranger, and he says, oh, there is one down there. They call him Saddam Hussein. And this crocodile is so big that he eats cows. The cows come up to the water to drink it.
Wait, Vincent, hold on. And they have a rafting trip?
You're a rafting trip right through this, yeah. Most of the rafting trips through these beautiful canyons, and it's white water rafting in warm white water through just gorgeous, you know.
But they're putting human beings with paddles in the water that could simulate some sort of leg or something like that, food product.
Yeah, well, apparently the crocodiles really aren't interested in the rafters. I haven't really, you know, nobody said they've eaten them yet, but they have one down there.
That's great.
For reference, there's a tractor truck tire laying in the water, and this crocodile sits next to it and makes it look like a Hot Wheel thing. They're so big that I've spent a lot of time in Florida.
Yeah.
They would eat those Florida alligators in one bite.
Vincent, are we scaring the winner for this great prize? Or?
I know. Okay, Costa Rica's a spectacular place, like Hawaii 50 years ago. It has all these different eco zones, and the whole country's
great.
Like a giant national park. And it has some of the most spectacular scenery on planet Earth.
Awesome. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, your guy's going to love it.
Hey, Vincent, by the way, you live in Frisco, you own land in Costa Rica, but I like your life. That's not bad.
Yeah. I'm working on it.
Good
I'm working
for you.
On my, you know, with our current administration, I was actually thinking of expatriating, you know. The politics of Costa Rica are pretty good. They actually don't even teach their children about war in school. They have no standing army, and they don't teach their children about war.
Sounds not so bad, huh, Vincent?
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. They pretty much have no enemies.
Well, you know, they got the crocodiles. So
they got crocodiles.
And bad roads.
The biggest spiders you ever saw in your life.
All right, well, we're giving this trip away. And, hey, Vincent, thanks for the call and the suggestion for Karl Rove and Darfur. 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 303-713-7600. Jay will be out at somebody's door here in mere moments. We'll have that live on the air. That's something, huh? Can you imagine? Just all of a sudden, there he is, Jay. Just knock. Hey, you win. I'd be excited. I'd be dressed, I hope. I hope they know somebody's coming. The Democrats will launch a series of investigations of the Bush administration if they take control of Congress in November, but are not out to impeach George W. Bush. Yeah,
And that's the issue. You just can't. You wish you could, but you just can't. But instead, the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi and the rest, are talking about holding hearings on the use of intelligence to lead up to the Iraq war. So that's the strategy, to kill the Republicans on what they deserve to be killed on, which is the ridiculous war in Iraq, the absurd cost of gas, and then what's going on with health care, or what's not going on with health care. I don't know. I don't know how that's going to, you know, you got to go after him the best you can. We'll see. You got to do something, though. You got to go after him. I mean, it's. Meanwhile, we have Al Gore. Al Gore might want to get back into the mix. I'll give you that story in a little bit. I'm still curious who you would send from the Bush administration on a vacation and where to. And Karl Rove-Duffer is a great suggestion. Now, technically, Karl still has a job, sort of. You know, he's going to figure out how to scare the entire country that it's all gay people are going to marry, and then I don't know what. Invade people's homes with guns. Who knows? I'm sure that's the way they'll go. Well, I'll tell you the Al Gore story in just a little bit. Hopefully we'll hear from Jay at our winner's house for the eco trip to Costa Rica. I'm Darren McKeon for Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive talk, progressive traffic with Amelia Earhart. Amelia, what's going on?
All right, well, we do have some problems in this morning's drive. Southbounders jamming up on the north end because of a crash just after 50th Avenue. We're now jamming all the way back into the Thornton North Glen area across southbound. Now, fortunately, southbound I-25 is looking pretty good as you make your way down towards the Broadway Bridge, but at this point you will jam up all the way down towards Hampton. Now across northbound I-25, we'd have slowing coming out of the Denver Tech Center, beginning right around Orchard Road, continuing up past Yale and University. And across both directions of I-76, you're looking at heavy traffic up on the north end. Now along I-70, eastbounders looking at a pretty slow spot right between Pecos and Brighton Boulevard, mostly due to that sun glare. Eastbound 6th Avenue also running heavy between Sheridan and the I-25 interchange. In today's forecast, we'll see highs up around 74 degrees, pretty much clear skies throughout the day. Currently, we're at 57 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart for AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Mornings are hard enough without having to worry about breakfast, which is why McDonald's makes mornings easy with a tasty McGriddle sandwich. Try your choice of bacon or sausage with eggs and cheese all between two warm, sweet griddle cakes and get your day off to a fast and tasty start. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
AM760.net, more than just a website. It's a way to take us with you. Download AM760 interviews and audio clips to your MP3 player. AM760 Progressive Talk on AM760.net. With you whenever, wherever.
Hey, Colorado, when you hear those blazing fiddles, it can mean just one thing. Chris and Cosima Luther live in concert Thursday, May 18th at the University of Denver. I'll be there, too, hosting, making you laugh, maybe making their dad, Mark, look like a fool. Also on hand, my friend Andy Stein and a full bluegrass band. Call Ticketmaster or 303-871-7720 and join me for some great live music and some laughs. See you Thursday, May 18th at DU.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. I've been talking about Rocky's Autos since 1997, and that was the first time that Mary and I ever bought a car at Rocky's Autos, and we've been buying cars ever since. As a matter of fact, we've been sending all of our friends to Rocky's Autos. Why? Because at Rocky's Autos, you, the customer, count, and they go the extra mile to make sure that you're happy. Great folks working out there, like Tom and Marv Alshear, and Spanky, and Colby, and Gerard Menard, and over 100 people out there dedicated to making sure that you, the customer, are number one. I don't know about you, but that's the way I want to be treated. And if you want to be treated that way, that's why you want to go to Rocky's. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Rocky's has been family-owned and operated since 1982, so they're going on close to 25 years of doing business along the Front Range. Check them out on the Internet at rockysautos.com. See the inventory, pre-qualify for a car loan, and you can even see a couple of television commercials with myself included. Rocky's Autos, their matching down incentive is going on now. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner corner of 63rd and Federal.
I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire, and I want to earn your tire business with multiple locations, the best pricing on tires, and the best customer service in the industry. Shop the competition, then call Aspen Tire. 888-401-AUTO. That's 888-401-AUTO.
Dad, this is my boyfriend, Scott.
So, where are you from, Scott?
Seattle.
Any brothers, sisters?
One brother.
How's your driving record?
Good.
Ever been arrested?
Huh?
Serve in the military?
Sir?
Do you have any diseases?
Dad!
What if everything in life came with a 115-point inspection? Well, before we certify any Ford Lincoln Mercury pre-owned vehicle, it must first pass a rigorous point-by-point exam. Plus, all Ford Lincoln Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles come with a 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty, including 24-hour roadside assistance.
Any sports injuries?
No. See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies locally, like Colorado Landmark Realtors, Bauhaus, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn about how you can join these progressive companies.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Darren McKee, just sitting in Jay's chair for a little bit, as Jay is out soon to knock on the winner's door for an eco trip to Costa Rica to Crocodile Bay. We have a gargantuan check, too. What's the point of the check? Is they win cash, John, too, or just a...
Well, it kind of looks like one of those big checks, but it's just a big billboard thing that says, you're the lucky winner of the Costa Rica trip to Crocodile
Bay. But it was done in a check form to make it look like a check.
So you can hang it on your wall.
Okay. Sure, why not? Who's bringing the balloons? Who's on the balloon? Because I see Ed McMahon. They always have balloons. 303-713-7600. It's going to happen in mere moments. We're just waiting for him to get set up. The winner does not know that Jay is going to be there. There are about a ton of people qualifying, so it could be any of you, I suppose. Maybe I'm giving that away. I mean, if you could see, you know, some vehicles pulling up. Hey, don't go outside. Just if you're qualified, just stay where you are. It'd be more fun to be surprised. Al Gore's thing about joining the contenders for 2008. Don't blame him. Why not? It's got nothing else going on. The West Wing is great. God, I love the West Wing. And they recently showed what happens when you're running for president and you don't win. And all of a sudden, you've got absolutely nothing to do. You know, Al grew a beard and doing some sort of TV network or something. But he's thinking about going back there. That'd be fun. See him battling against Hillary. The heck? Let's get it going. I'm fine with that. By the way, Michael Hayden, right now, as I speak, is, I suppose accepting the nomination wouldn't be right. He's accepting the job from the president in the Oval Office. He'll be the new CIA director, military guy in there. Porter Goss on vacation now. What's that, John? Yeah, we'll hear enough of him later on. We'll hear plenty of him later on. Who knows what we'll believe. Let's go out to Rich in Denver. Rich, you're on AM760 Progressive Talk. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for calling.
Good. Hey, I mentioned, I think it's probably an obvious one, but I think we need to send W to New Orleans.
W? He's been to New Orleans. He's,
One of his four-week vacations, you know.
Oh,
he usually does it on the ranch.
Yes. Yeah. Well, listen, I think we need more vacation time for W. I mean, it's...
Well, I think because, you know, I mean, we know what happens when he's not on vacation.
Right. Well, New Orleans would be a good spot. I mean, he was down there to see what chaos that the administration caused.
Yeah, with the big pledge and everything. Yeah.
That's right. All right, thanks. Thank you, Rich. Appreciate that. Let's go to my man Dan in Erie. Dan, you're on AM760, Progressive Talk. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, Derek.
Hey.
They've been on vacation way too much since they've been in office. I think we ought to send them on a working vacation. I'm thinking 20 to life at Leavenworth, picking little rocks out of big rocks.
For anybody in particular, or should we send them?
All of them.
All of them. Just get them all there.
Yeah, you bet. Just gather them all up, pick up an helicopter, take them out of camp.
Dan, you see the problems with impeachment, though, right? I mean, you...
Oh, yeah, you'd have to have both houses. and it's going to be a mess either way, any way it goes. But, you know, we're talking fantasy here, so why not?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, did you catch Stephen Colbert's thing? Did you see either that on the internet or catch a replay of that somehow?
No, I must have missed it.
Oh, my God. It was at the Correspondents' Dinner, Dan. It was one of the most hysterical things I've ever seen in my life. Because, it's a roast, basically, and they've always done that. But I've never seen somebody just roasted the President of the United States on his general incompetence and intelligence and lack of. I mean, I've really never seen anything quite like it. And the cojones that Stephen Colbert had to do that. I mean, it was something spectacular. It was just mind-blowing. I thought it was fantastic. Dan, thanks for the suggestion. Leavenworth, not a bad idea at all. We got a few prisons around here, too. I mean, we could take care of business on that, too. Where would you send them, and who would you send where? We're talking about vacations because we're about to give away an incredible trip. An eco trip to Costa Rica to Crocodile Bay. Jay is on his way down there. I'm Darren McKee, just filling in for a little bit. Jay will be back here shortly. And it's pretty exciting that we're able to go to somebody's house, knock on the door, give them the trip, get their reaction, and say thanks for listening and thanks for participating in AM 760. You know, it's important stuff. It's important stuff here. Real important. And it'll become more important as we get closer to the election, and we can't let it happen again. We've got to take it back as best we can. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Sean in Lakewood. Sean, you're on AM 760. Hey.
Hey, I was watching Stephanopoulos yesterday.
Yes, sir.
And Tom DeLay was on, and of course he's talking and, you know, everything he has to say. And right now the conservatives, I can say that I'm a conservative, but conservatives right now are in a bad way. It's horrible. No one, I personally don't agree with George Bush. He's one of the people who has lost me.
Yep.
You know, and, but at the same time, I can't agree with the DNC chairman, Howard Dean as well, because he has a lot of ideas, sure. Socialism, real socialism. Now, I don't think we have to be like Europe to compete in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't hear him say anything but Bush bashing. I mean, if he had plans, instead of just ideas, he tells you, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. He kind of lost himself like the Iowa caucuses a couple of years back. But he didn't, all he did was tell everybody what they wanted to hear without any support. And it seems like that's how they're going to, the Democrats can jump in the House, but
yeah.
I mean, if they don't attack as soon as they get in, they're really not going to do anything.
No, I agree. I mean, the Democrats have to have a plan, and they have to make that clear to people and not get pushed around. And by the way, Sean, you're not alone in being a conservative that's given up on George Bush.
Oh, I hear it all the time.
Yeah, that's
with immigration. It's ridiculous. I mean, and especially in Denver, living where you know, illegals cost us $1 to $2 billion a year in social services. I mean, you would think that even our Republican governors would step up and do something quick. I mean, Senate takes 2 weeks off to pass a bill, and they say, no, we're going to postpone. It's kind of weird how our government works here in America, but they seem to not really want to pass laws that don't really concern them, you know?
Well, what candidate has your attention, then? If we're really looking forward to 2008, then being a conservative, who do you like?
You know what? There is really nobody. I mean, I see McCain sometimes, but then again, it's way too early right now to tell.
Sean, you got to come over to the lights. We have room for you, Sean. Come join us, Sean.
We'll see what happens.
We'll find somebody in the middle for you. But where are you working? At like a Home Depot? What are you doing there, Sean?
No, it's self-employment.
Oh, okay. I don't. There's a million things happening there. All right, Sean. Thanks for the call.
Yes,
appreciate
sir.
It. I thought I was going to hear like a price check there for a second. Hey, I used to be a conservative, now I think of how much of plywood. I'm Darren McKee in for Jay Marvin. We should hear from Jay here real shortly as we're giving away a trip to Costa Rica to Crocodile Bay. The phone number is 303-713-7600. Uh-oh. So take a break. Are we going to hear from... Is it going to happen next, Turk? It's happening next. Fantastic. Okay. So, Kathy, you hang on. We'll get to you. If you want to join us, 303-713-7600. But you got to keep listening, as Jay will give away this trip to Costa Rica.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
You can shmush a tomato into your nose. You can shmush sand between your toes. You can shmush your tube of toothpaste. Or shmush some wine around your buds of taste. You can shmush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can shmush an orange into juice. And you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to shmush by far is when you go and shmush your car. And I know most people will agree.
You shmush your car? It's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free shmushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational shmushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE.
I love hearing from satisfied customers who know the herbs in Kaido Gold really work.
I lost 57 pounds.
Was it difficult?
There was nothing to it.
Well, I started out at 240. Now I'm at 190. As soon as I started taking them, I started losing weight.
I'm Tom Martino with this special. Buy three bottles, get three bottles free with free shipping. 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
It's the easiest diet I've ever been on in my life.
I didn't change my diet at all.
Things cleaned out fast. Our vacuum trucks are powerful and efficient. In no time, we'll clean deep down where you can't see. We'll suck out all the dirt and dust and those nasty dust bunnies that can be a source of irritation and allergies. Go to nodustbunnies.net to find out why size matters. Call us now and get $50 off. 303-534-4900. Mr. Vac is certified by the National Air Duct Cleaners Association, and we follow all EPA guidelines. Do you have air ducts? Get them clean now with Mr. Vac and save $50. Call now. 303-534-4900. 303-534-4900. 303-534-4900.
Do you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free. I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score with enrollment and triple advantage at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, phishing attacks, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging.
And there's only one way to stop them.
With Barracuda Networks, spam, spyware, and IM firewalls. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM now and ask for your free trial. Barracuda Networks firewalls are affordable and easy to use. That's why over 30,000 companies and leading universities are Barracuda Networks customers. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or go online to BarracudaNetworks.com.
You'd love to use your deck or patio more this year, but it's unprotected from the hot midday sun and sudden showers. But with a Sunsetter retractable awning, you're covered. In fact, with a...
We interrupt this commercial to bring you breaking news. Sunsetter has just announced a temporary price reduction of $200 for every awning they offer. So your Sunsetter could cost as little as $398. Just request a free DVD from Sunsetter and they'll send you a discount certificate for $200 off. We now return you to your regularly scheduled commercial.
Their awning can keep your deck or patio up to 20 degrees cooler, and they're built to last. So enjoy the outdoors, rain or shine. Just call 1-800-500-1868 for your free Sunsetter DVD. Enjoy the outdoors.
Again, that's $200 off by calling right now.
Call now to get your free DVD on the Sunsetter retractable awning. Just pick up the phone and call 1-800-500-1868. That's 1-800-500-1868. 1-800-500-1868.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi, Darren McKee back in studio control. Kathy, you hang on. We're going out now to Jay Marvin, and I understand, Jay, you're hiding behind some sort of bush or something, and I'm just going to toss it to you to give away a fantastic trip.
Yeah, I'm acting like the NSA. Actually, we're in a very, very quiet neighborhood in Aurora, and we're going to walk up to this woman's house. She has no idea, at least we don't think she has any idea that we're here, because we're parked around the block. And this neighborhood is very, very quiet. I mean, if I saw all these trucks hanging around, I would be calling the police, I know. So Ben Korn, who is a promotions assistant of myself, are now making our way to her house, to the door, and we're going to knock on the door here shortly, and we're going to surprise this woman. I don't even want to give her name out, but I will tell you this, that she was a winner on my show, which kind of narrows it a little bit down, doesn't it? All right, here we go. Oh, I'm so excited. I've waited all for a long time to do this. You ready, Ben? Here we go. We're going to ring the doorbell. We're waiting for somebody to greet us, either with a gun or something else. Guess what? Which one of you is Jackie? Are you Jackie?
Yes.
You won. You're going to Costa Rica.
I'm listening. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
How excited are you?
I'm very excited.
Have you ever won anything like this before?
No, never. Never.
And be honest, when you entered the contest, you thought, I'm not going to win, right?
I didn't. I wanted to have dinner, breakfast with you and Al Franken. I got that. I was happy. No, I'm...
Well, you want to give me a hug?
Yes.
Well, I love you, too.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening. You're one of my show, too. And who's this with you?
This is Cheryl. She's going with me.
Hi.
Cheryl, you're going to Costa Rica, too? And how excited are you?
I'm very excited. I've never won anything, so I have to do it through her.
This is so cool. Well, congratulations to both of you.
And he said, you're hiding behind a bush. And Cheryl said, well, you don't have a bush in your front yard. And then he said, you're walking up to the door. And then, oh, my gosh, I can't even, my knees are shaking.
Yeah, you look like you need to sit down. Well, we'd love to come in and have some coffee and stuff, but I got to get back to the radio station.
He's doing a good job.
Yeah, I got to go back.
Okay. Hey, how's Rocky's Autos?
They're great. They're great people.
I've never been.
Yeah, you should go. They're great people. Well, listen, congratulations. Congratulations and thank you for being a part of AM 760 Progressive Talk. How'd you find the radio station, by the way?
I was in Palm Springs, and when I came back to Colorado, this station was here, and I felt like I found a home. I was so happy that this station was on, and I listened to it every... You can ask her every day. I try to get all the Republicans at my job. That's where I get all my arguments. I learned it from the radio station. But I listen every single day.
All right, well, congratulations to Jackie Beck of Aurora.
Thank you.
You know, you're on your way to Costa Rica with your friend.
I'm speechless.
And here, this is a souvenir. You can hang this on your wall, this big check.
Thank you so much.
All right, congratulations. All right. We're going to give you the details right now. All right, John, we'll throw it back to you guys back there at the station.
All right, Jay, thank you very much. Congratulations to Jackie Beck of Aurora. Her and Cheryl are going to have a fantastic time at Crocodile Bay in Costa Rica with that eco trip. And congratulations. That was fantastic. 303-713-7600. Jay will be back in mere moments, but first we go out to Kathy in Denver. Kathy, you want to talk about Nancy Pelosi's plan, is that right?
Yeah, I was just responding to the caller prior to the giveaway, which said, you know, the Dems need a plan.
Yeah.
And I believe Nancy Pelosi has put one out on the table, and they were discussing it on Meet the Press yesterday, and Tim Russert gave her a pretty good grilling, but... So, you know, there's one out there, and the only thing else I could say is that, you know, that's what the Republicans say all the time, you know, the people in office, I should say, where's the plan, where's the plan?
Right.
And it's like, where's their plan? What, more of the same?
Oh, there's no plan. There's no forward thinking. There's nothing. It's and they're going to go back to the same old thing about abortion and gays and guns and the whole thing. We're going to hear it all over again with nothing for the future. And they're just going to hide the misery that they've put us through for the past several years, especially with Iraq.
Oh, yeah, like the lobbyist bill they just passed. Right, yeah, that's changed. I mean that lobbyist bill they passed is a joke.
Now, Pelosi said on Meet the Press, by the way, I said we'd have hearings on the war. We'd have hearings. But I don't see us going to a place of impeachment. Investigation does not equate to impeachment. Investigation is a requirement of Congress. So that kind of is her plans. Meanwhile, you got guys like John Conyers. He wants to impeach the president and wants to move forward, but it's Nancy Pelosi that is running the caucus that will have more of a say in that.
Well, you know, they just don't want investigations, and the reason why they don't want investigations is because a good majority of them are going to get indicted. You know, that's why they fear investigations, so they don't want the Democrats to have the subpoena power. But the thing of it is, it's the investigations that could lead to an impeachment. And I believe that he's probably broken a lot of laws. So maybe, you know, in the end, maybe he will be impeached. But that's a Tom DeLay, Karl Rove tactic. Don't put the Dems in the House or in the Senate because, you know, they're going to impeach Bush. Well, you know what? They made this bed. They're going to have to lay in it.
The thing I fear about pushing the impeachment thing forward, not that I wouldn't like to see it happen, but it's just that it's divisive, and it just is. It'll just I think it'll just bolster what's a weak base for the Republicans already. We're just stuck with it, as far as I can tell, Kathy. And it stinks. It's frustrating, and the best we can do is make changes the best we can in 2006 and certainly 2008. But you can hear them. I mean, the rats are jumping from the ship every day, Kathy.
Well, the thing of it is, I believe that the majority of the people want to see the people who bankrupted our treasury, took our tax dollars, I think they want them held accountable. And that means investigations, and so be it.
Yeah. How you feeling on gas these days, Kathy? How's that treating you?
Well, you know what? When Exxon guy, there is no one in the world that needs $400 million. No, I mean, think about it. I mean,
well,
that
you
is
know,
greed.
Kathy, $350 million just does not go as far as it used to. You know, you need to sometimes pump that up a tad.
That's right. I forgot about inflation.
All right, Kathy, thanks for the call. Our phone number, 303-713-7600. Darren McKee in for Jay Marvin. Again, congratulations to Jackie Beck of Aurora. We just heard from her, and her friend Cheryl will be headed off to Costa Rica, to Crocodile Bay for that eco trip. Way to go. She's very excited. Jay did a good job of hiding and surprising, and there you go, Jackie Beck of Aurora. Way to go. I got this great story about a way to save on gas. Gas is just such a killer. There's a fascinating company which is selling gas in bulk, basically, and it's happening up in Minnesota, where there you can go and it's First Fuel Banks, and you can just buy hundreds of gallons of gas at whatever the price is right then and there, and then you can just sort of draw it out as you go. And there's tons of people that have, you know, have it for under $2 that have made this investment. One guy actually purchased $400,000 worth. Most people, it's more like 500 gallons or something like that. They have 8,000 members, and it costs $1 to join. Interesting trend. See if that catches on. 303-713-7600, and we go out to Wayne in Pueblo. Good morning, Wayne. You're on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Wayne. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I was happy to hear that the lady who won, it sounded like she really deserved it, and good for her.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, you know, the thing about Nancy Pelosi and the investigation rather than impeachment.
Yeah.
Personally, I think probably the investigation is the best way to go, because
right.
I don't know how old you are, but I remember when Nixon was being investigated as part of Watergate, and during all the Watergate hearings, you had all the Republicans lining up in defense of him.
Right.
Until the investigations and everything really pointed the fingers at Nixon. And then when that happened,
right,
all the Republicans kind of walked on the other side of the fence and said, hey, it's time for Nixon to go. And finally, remember, that was when Poppy Bush was head of the Republican Party, and he went over to the White House and just said to Nixon, you don't have any support anymore, it's time to go.
Yeah,
and
I mean, it's the same thing
happening here, that if enough people on the GOP side see the facts in front of their faces and realize that they don't have the American people behind them, and that they will not be reelected if they don't stop supporting this guy, then it's going to happen.
Well, you know, everybody's bottom line is everybody's bottom line, isn't it, Wayne? And they don't want to be hardly associated with the decider at all at this point, anyways. I mean, you know, with the situation he's got, people. I mean, they're going to be. Well, you'll see it. You'll see it soon. And the investigations might bring that up. Maybe that is the way to go. That makes a lot of logical sense. Wayne, thanks for the call. I don't know. Good luck with that, Nancy Pelosi. Jay is making his way back. He's coming from Aurora, so I may be here, I may not be here. If I'm not here, it was a pleasure to be with you today. You think I will be here, Dirk? All right, if I'm here, I've got a great story about American excess being driven out of a Chinese buffet restaurant. And also your calls at 303-713-7600. Darren McKee in for Jay Marvin. It's a beautiful day here in Colorado. Wake up and get it going. It's AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Your progressive station. AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Well, Limbaugh is an ideologue. Limbaugh is a blowhard. Limbaugh makes it up. Limbaugh is just a gas bag. Limbaugh, he doesn't care whether it's right or wrong. He'll just make it up to fit his agenda.
Yep.
That's why we're here. AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Three seven six one six four zero zero. When it's time for a new roof, that's the only number you need. If your home needs a new roof this year, call Excel Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your Excel Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at excelroofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
AM 760, Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760, AKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedetani.
He's the right man to lead the CIA at this critical moment in our nation's history.
President Bush at the White House a short time ago naming Air Force General Michael Hayden to run the Central Intelligence Agency. The president called Hayden supremely qualified for the job.
Mike knows our intelligence community from the ground up. He has been both a provider and a consumer of intelligence.
I look forward to meeting with leaders of the Congress to move the American intelligence community forward. This is simply too important not to get absolutely right.
Hayden has a reputation as a top intelligence professional, but CBS's Peter Mayer tells us his military background and his role in the National Security Wiretapping Program could hurt his confirmation chances.
As head of the super-secret National Security Agency, General Hayden devised and ran the program that's expected to be at the center of the confirmation hearings. Critics say it's an unconstitutional invasion of privacy. The White House defends it as a highly targeted anti-terror effort aimed at keeping ahead of Al-Qaeda and other threats.
If confirmed, Hayden would replace Porter Goss, who was forced to resign. No rain, dry brush, strong winds, a predictable recipe for disaster in New Smyrna Beach, Florida.
About 800 people remain evacuated. At least 3 homes have been destroyed. But overnight humidity helped firefighters make some progress. New Smyrna Beach City spokeswoman Shannon Lewis.
We do have fire lines that are containing the fire. Fire remains at 1,000 acres.
Parts of Interstate 95 and other roadways remain closed. Firefighters hope the winds stay down long enough for them to get a better handle on the fire. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
And police say smoke from that fire could disrupt I-95 and other main roads for a few days. In the case of Apple versus Apple, Apple wins, Apple loses. CBS's Larry Miller sorts it out.
The Beatles record label Apple Corps has lost its multi-million dollar trademark battle in the British High Court against Apple Computers. Apple Corps claimed the computer firm broke an agreement not to market music when it launched iTunes. The judge's decision means iTunes continues. This is the third time the two Apples have met in court. For the first time, the music company has lost. Apple Corps says it's going to appeal. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
Federal health officials reportedly plan to recommend HIV tests as part of the annual physical for everyone between 13 and 64. The Wall Street Journal says they believe routine testing would reach more infected people early on when treatment can be more effective. Oil analysts say it could be a sign gasoline prices are close to topping out. The average price in the latest Lundberg survey increased just 4 cents over the past 2 weeks. In Houston, the Canalay Jeff Skilling Enron fraud trial is beginning its 15th week. The judge hopes to get closing arguments in a week from today. In early trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead 12 points. NASDAQ is up 4. This is CBS News.
Do you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free.
I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score with enrollment and triple advantage at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
From Ann Tyler, best-selling author of The Amateur Marriage, comes a winning new novel about friendship and the crazy ways tradition plays out in the modern family. Digging to America, it's the story of two couples, American and Iranian, awash in binkies and playdates, and how the stresses and delights of parenthood form a vital bond across very different worlds. Digging to America, the warm, tender, and hilarious new novel from Ann Tyler, wherever books are sold from Knopf, also on audio and in large print.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A close call for a man trying to break into a Denver bar early Sunday. Police say the suspect tried to get back in the bar after it closed at 2 a.m. by going down a ventilation shaft. It was there that he remained trapped for about 7 hours. Someone finally heard his call for help and summoned police. Authorities say he was close to running out of air when they arrived and that the suspect may have broken an arm. Enjoy it while it lasts. Gas prices are still rising, but at a lower rate than what we've been seeing. Prices rose 4 cents in the last 2 weeks after climbing 25 cents before that.
There is a bit of a breather where prices seem to be peaking, but maybe not for long because we still have 3 months, June, July, and August, of our peak demand season.
Analyst Trilby Lundberg. The state Senate trying to wrap up its legislative session today, 3 days before the 90-day session is supposed to end, but they still have to consider a bill that would give childhood victims of sexual assault unlimited time to sue before they can break early. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. We now have new problems along I-70, blocking up the westbound lanes just after Vasquez. We have a four-car crash. The right-hand lane of the highway is completely blocked up, and we're now slow from I-270. Eastbound traffic along I-70, due to all that curiosity, is backing up all the way from I-25 to the scene of the crash. Now, the rest of the highway drives pretty much problem-free, but unfortunately, we do have lots of heavy volume up on the north end. Southbound 25 jamming from Thornton North Glen at 104th, heading all the way down towards the Turnpike, and again between I-76 and Spear. You'll find heavy traffic, in fact, all the way down towards Hampton. Now, across eastbound 6th Avenue, watch for heavy traffic between Sheridan and I-25, and the westbound lanes of C-470 are jamming, coming off of the I-25 interchange as well. In today's forecast, we'll see partly sunny skies throughout the day, highs up in the mid-70s. Currently, we're at 57 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Here's a fact you need to know. When reporting an auto glass claim, you have the option to choose the auto glass shop you want to use. Ask for Preferred Glass with confidence at 303-745-8400 or visit preferredglass.com. They're not number one. You are.
This computer is driving me crazy.
Relax. Save your sanity. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Don't spend a fortune getting your computer fixed. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and make your computer run like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or go to pc-answers.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I guess if you come from Aurora, I mean, there's a couple ways you could go. I mean, you go 225, back to 25, but that all gets bottled up there and on to Bellevue that way. You know what I do sometimes? I cheat a little bit, and I just go down Arapahoe and back. I sort of double back. Just trying to figure out when Jay's going to get back here, Turek, you know, because he's not here yet, obviously.
He may stop for breakfast, you know, a little village inn, hang out, listen to you for a while on the radio. I'd be surprised if he ever comes back today. I wouldn't.
The lines are open at 303-713-7600. Hayden is the new director of the CIA. That has come out. The decider has made that decidering decision. The guy doesn't know what the Fourth Amendment's all about. Turk, do you have that available? I mean, maybe we should just kick off every hour with the director of the CIA not knowing what the Fourth Amendment is. Yeah, let's hear that. This is your new director of the CIA being interviewed or questioned about something, and the Fourth Amendment comes up. Here's what he had to say about that.
My understanding is that the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution specifies that you must have probable cause to be able to do a search that does not violate an American's right against unlawful searches and seizures.
Fourth Amendment actually protects all of us against unreasonable search and seizure.
But that's what it says. The measure is probable cause, I believe.
The amendment says unreasonable search and seizure.
But does it not say probable?
The legal standard
is probable cause.
Just to be very clear, okay? And believe me, if there's any amendment to the Constitution that employees of the National Security Agency are familiar with, it's the Fourth. And it is a reasonableness standard in the Fourth Amendment.
303-713-7600 is our number. 303-713-7600. He's in charge of the CIA now. He looked good in his uniform. You don't really see that because usually it's civilians. And then now we have a military dude in charge, and he's dressed to the nines with his family, very proud as the decider ushers him into office. Congrats. Darren McKeon for J. Marvin. You know, America's been called the land of excess, so every now and then somebody strikes back. This happened to this family. Wendy Dersham and her family used to go to this Chinese buffet in Des Moines. And it's the Dragon House Buffet. And apparently they used to the pig out. They used to pay their $6 for the buffet. And then the people that worked there realized that they were taking all the food and not eating it. So on their upteenth time doing this move, they kicked them out for life. The manager of the restaurant says she's done that too many times. We would welcome her back if she respects us and knows what she wants. They take 4 egg rolls and crab ragoon, take 1 bite of egg roll, and throw whole plate away. That's a direct quote. That's exactly what was said. It's private business. You can do whatever you want. So there you go. America, the land of excess. At the all-you-can-eat buffet, not so much. 303-713-7600. And let's go to Jane in Westminster. Good morning, Jane. You're on AM 760.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great.
That was exciting. Jackie Beck and Aurora winning. That's cool.
That was very cool, wasn't it? I hope she has a great, great time. And how exciting for... Can you imagine in your lifetime, honestly, somebody knocking on your door to give you something like that? I mean, that just does not happen. It's awesome for Jackie.
I'm really happy for her. That's just really neat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, what I was wanting to talk about is, you know, they've been talking this morning about maybe not pursuing impeachment. And
right.
When I was in the workforce, you know, one of the things that I kind of recognized that sometimes in that situation, the threat of a union was almost as good as having a union.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe in this case, the threat of impeachment might just kind of be an effective deterrent from getting from allowing them to do anything before the new president actually steps in.
Maybe. Who knows? Who knows what they're even thinking there? It's just such a terrible path that we've gone down. And the only problem... Well, listen, I like to see him out of there too, Jane. You know what I'm talking about? I like to see it. But if we go back to Clinton's impeachment, it just divided the country in two. And it's going to pull everybody back to their base. You have so many conservatives out there, Jane, that are just lost. They don't know what to think, because they feel completely abandoned by the decider. And without that support, they'll just hopefully, you know, just wilt on the vine. And, you know, just to go with impeachment just sounds so radical, to be quite honest with you. And for whatever reason, it'll start scaring people and get people back, you know, thinking, oh, all the Democrats, all the liberals are just crazy people, which is not the case. There's nothing crazy about being logical and understanding and sympathetic and understanding and wanting to do the right thing. You know what I mean, Jane?
I do. And the other thing, when I sat through, you know, the Clinton impeachment like most of us did, the thing that kept coming to mind was is that we're just wasting so much time. They've made,
unbelievable.
They've made him impotent, you know, to actually accomplish the goals that we voted him in for.
Well, I don't know if I'd use impotent with Mr. Clinton, but...
I'm sorry, that was the wrong word.
Yeah, be careful there, Jane.
But at any rate, yeah, it was just, to me, it was just so disconcerting, you know, to know that there were things that were possible to do. And it was really just a tactic to keep it from being passed. And that's, you know, I thought that was what was behind the whole thing. You know, they probably just sent Monica Lewinsky in there as bait, you know, to kind of divert him.
Well, they used Linda Tripp. I mean, there's
Linda Tripp,
no doubt about it. Lewinsky, you know, she's just a moron, just a dumb little girl. And then Linda Tripp was the one that... Evil Linda Tripp. It's so amazing to look back on that. If you can put yourself thinking, oh, well, it was such a big deal, and we were all so worried about this, that, the other thing, and you think about what's happening now. I mean, it's just a joke, an absolute joke what we were worried about back then.
Well, I really wasn't worried about how he was handling his, you know, personal life. I was really more worried about what was going on with the country, and because, as far as I'm concerned, I do kind of hold him accountable for making a bad mistake.
He did.
And it cost our country
personal
progress.
I know. It's so frustrating. He's such a... It was a waste. It's frustrating to look back on, Jane. I was so angry at him at the time because it was just such a waste, and we've been... I feel like we've been stuck now because of that with this... well. Jane, we move forward.
You're going to call him a name, huh?
We move forward, don't we, Jane?
We will, and I'm expecting to win in November in a big way so we can at least get the country back on track and hopefully, you know, can draw anybody that wants to come with us to go with us.
Hey, Jane, thanks for listening, and thanks for calling AM760.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Turk, Breaker, one more call here. Another call? Okay, no problem. We go to Brad in Denver. Brad, oh, my God, let me get this button. Brad, good morning. You're on AM760.
How you doing?
Good.
You know, for a long time I was thinking that I'd like to see Bush impeached as well, but in some respects, it's almost like Massawi and the death penalty.
Yeah.
Better to let him rot in jail. Well, when we as the deciders take control of the House, Senate this November,
mm-hmm.
then instead of Bush becoming the decider, he's going to become the hogtie. And any time he turns around to make a decision, I hope the Democrats just lock him up in some sort of investigation.
Well,
he can't move.
That's the game plan that Nancy Pelosi is basically laying out here. Instead of John Conyers, he wants to go full force with the impeachment. Yeah, you just got to nail him for what it's worth and do the best you can with it. Hey, thanks for the call, Brad. I see Jay has returned from his successful mission to give that trip away to Jackie Beck and Aurora. The eco trip to Costa Rica, that was fantastic. And my time with you is over. So thank you to John Turk. Thanks to Jay. And I'll talk to you down the road. Jay Marvin coming up next. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Dr. Neil Norton here with Comfort Dental. We're busy, yes, but we're never too busy for the most important call we'll get, yours. The doctors at Comfort Dental understand that a toothache just can't wait. That's why they're committed to seeing you in their office as soon as possible after your call. In most cases, within 24 hours, and usually the same day. And at Comfort Dental, there's no extra charge for urgent care. After all, that's why we're here. And even if you just want a cleaning or a consultation, if it's important to you, it's important to us. From bleaching to dentures and everything in between, at Comfort Dental, we'll be there when you need us.
If you can. Down on the south side of town, southbounders across I-25 are now working their way around a crash at Lincoln Avenue. That's a two-car wreck on the right-hand shoulder. And up on the north end, southbound I-25 is heavy and slow between 100 and 4th Avenue and the Turnpike. And again, from Spear heading all the way down towards Hampton. In today's forecast, we'll see highs up in the 70s. Currently, we're at 57 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Have you been spending a lot of time worrying about your data? Now you can stop worrying with the introduction of Quest Office Plus. Call 1-800-730-2188 for more information on Quest Office Plus. That's their spirit of service. Quest.
In America, when a 16-year-old youth dies, the cause is usually alcohol-related. Sometimes teens may feel pressure to drink or to ride in a car with someone who has been drinking. As adults, we should not only talk to our teens about peer pressure and alcohol, but should also set a good example for them to follow. This is how we can make a difference right now in our community. This is from Formosa Garden, serving the community for more than a dozen years. Look for them at 16645 East Smoking Hill Road in Aurora.
I was just turning onto Juniper Street when the drunk driver hit me.
When the drunk driver hit me, I was coming home from band practice.
When the drunk driver hit me, I was in the elevator at my office.
I was having my teeth cleaned.
I was in the freezer section.
I was on the merry-go-round with my granddaughter.
On a plane halfway to Raleigh-Durham.
In the kitchen.
At the movies.
In church.
Waiting for the cable guy.
Looking in the garden.
TV. In the line at the post office.
Writing a term paper.
I never saw it coming, and after all this time, I still don't.
Even long after a drunk driving crash, survivors can still feel the impact, again and again, every day. But MAD Victim Services can help. We offer emotional, financial, and legal guidance to the victims of drunk driving. MAD knows how to help, because we've been there too. For more information about MAD Victim Services, call 877-MAD-HELP. That's 877-MADDHELP, or visit MAD.org. We help survivors survive.
818, 18 minutes after 8 here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Did you know that pets are naturally healthy for heart survivors, heart attack survivors? You know, a study shows that those who own pets have 8 times a better chance of surviving 1 year as opposed to non-pet owners. Well, you know what? My dogs help in my health, and in Mary's health, too. Jackson and Coco keep us on the go constantly. And why do they have so much energy? You know why? Because of Purina One Natural Blends. And they've been on Purina One since they've been puppies, and you can tell. The whole neighborhood is just in love with the way they look and just in love with their energy and just the way they are. I mean, the neighborhood just loves them, and they just can't get their hands off them, much to Coco and Jackson's chagrin at times. You know, if you haven't tried Purina One Natural Blends, you need to do it now. I thank Purina One for my dog's good health and for both of our dogs' good health. Well, what about your dog? If you've taken the Purina One Challenge with your dog and Purina One Natural Blends, I'd love to hear from you. So, you know what? Just go to online, go to this link online, www.mystory.purinaone.com, before the contest ends May the 31st, and I'll read as many stories as I can on the air, and I'll choose one winner who will receive a free one-year supply of Purina One Natural Blends. So, what's that? You haven't taken the challenge? Well, it's not too late. Try Purina One Natural Blends for 30 days and see if your dog's healthy energy, skin, coat, and teeth and digestion just don't come through like they have with ours. Look for Purina One Natural Blends in the white bag or call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK, and you'll receive a free 6.5-pound bag so you can make a healthy change in your dog, and you can do it naturally. And don't forget, you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Safeway. You and I have talked about immigration. Is there a workable answer to this problem? We'll find out, won't we? Damned if we do and damned if we don't.
No matter how many protests they have, we have to come to grips as Americans that we have helped cause all of this. I wish someone in the Senate would stand up and say, okay, message sent, message received. We're going to get something done about this.
I've got so much love in my arms.
AM 760.
No one can tear it apart.
Progressive Talk.
Thank you, John Turk. Yeah, little birds. And thank you, Darren McKee, for sitting in for me. And Jackie Beck, congratulations in Aurora. You're going to be on a plane 8 miles high on the way to Costa Rica. Boy, that was great. It was fun being able to give Jackie that prize. And thank you, everybody who entered. And we'll see you at all the dinners. We've got the Al Franken and the Ed Schultz dinner. Speaking of that, we'll talk to Ed a little bit after 8 o'clock. I'll throw the phones open here at 303-713-7600. I got 4 empty lines. If you want to talk about impeachment and the idea of impeachment being off the table, I'll tell you what I really wanted to talk about this morning and what I was going to get into this morning had it been a regular show. You know, most people concede that Hillary Clinton is a front runner. We've talked about this in the for 08, and even though we're so far out, but most have talked about Hillary Clinton being the front runner for 08. Who can stop Hillary Clinton? Who out there can stop Hillary Clinton? You know what? I got one name for you. Who I believe could stop her, or at least put a crimp in her momentum. And you know who that name is? It's Al Gore. And you know something? I'd like to see Al Gore run. Now, I wonder if I'm alone in this. It's an article today in the Wall Street Journal. First, there was Clinton Gore. Could Clinton versus Gore be next? For former Vice President Al Gore, a rash of favorable publicity surrounding this month's opening of his movie, An Inconvenient Truth, and a growing political resonance of its subject, global warming, are stoking the most serious speculation about Gore's political comeback since his loss in 2000 in the U.S. presidential election. In 2008, that could mean a once unimaginable battle for the Democratic nomination between Bill Clinton's former vice president and his wife, Hillary Clinton. To some pro-Gore Democrats worried about Ms. Clinton's electability, this is part of the appeal. And I like Hillary Clinton a lot, but I just don't think she can win. Now, you know what? Gore says that he appreciates the buzz, but that he's not running for president. But you know what? What about a draft Gore movement? Now, Mr. Gore began assembling a Nashville, Tennessee-based operation to help with the demands on his time. He's hired longtime friend and top aide Roy Neal to head the office, and environmentalist Kaylee Kreeter from Washington Public Relations Firm to handle communications. Mr. Freeman says that his work will focus on global warming, not maneuvering for the 2008 presidential election. What about the idea of drafting? What about the idea of drafting Al Gore? And is anybody interested in this proposition, or am I the only person here at 8:23 in the morning who thinks this is a good idea? I would love to see Al Gore run again. And I think Al Gore could give John McCain a good run for his money. I think Al Gore could give anybody that the GOP would put up a good run for their money. Forget Rudy Giuliani, who's running or is testing the waters. He will never get by the religious right. Rudy Giuliani would be our greatest dream. America's mayor, as he likes to call himself, would be our greatest dream. You know why? Because the religious right would stay home. They wouldn't back him. There'd be a split amongst the religious right, which would be perfect for us. But we've had discussions on this program just a ton of times about Hillary Clinton. And overwhelmingly, the majority of you have told me that you are negative about Hillary Clinton, that you don't feel that Hillary Clinton can win, that some of you have feelings about the fact that she's moved too far to the middle, that you have doubts about supporting her. Others of you, some of you are in love with the idea. I personally like her a lot. I think she's unfairly picked on. But you know something? If I had my choice of everybody out there, it would be Russell Feingold. But I don't know if Russell Feingold can do it. I don't know if Russell Feingold can stop Hillary Clinton. I'm looking for somebody to stop Hillary Clinton. Here's Kimberly in Wellington who thinks that both are wrong. Kimber, good morning, and welcome to AM760. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay. Thank you.
Sure.
I just wanted to say I keep hearing from different, I think a lot of the talk show hosts, Al Gore, Hillary Clinton. I just think that both of those choices are completely wrong for running for president in 2008, and I hear that a lot around me from my liberal friends. And I don't know what the appeal is. I mean, why is everyone going for, you know, these two candidates? Why not somebody completely fresh? I can't think of anybody currently who would be good, Barack Obama, but I think it's too soon for him. So, I mean, where is everyone coming from with this?
Well, the only place I can say that I'm coming from about it is if I had my choice, I would go with Russell Feingold, but I don't know if Russell Feingold could go all the way. I like Al Gore. I like what he stands for. He did do some things that I thought were wrong. He did support the Telecom Communications Act of 96, which I disagreed with. He did make some statements during the campaign that I didn't totally agree with, although I can't think of a lot of them. But I like him because, you know what, he's talking about global warming. He's out there trying to do something good for the country, which is what I think we need. And I feel like he's smart. I feel like he's competent. I feel like he probably learned his lesson out of 2000, and the election was stolen from him in 2000. And,
it was.
And I just see him as somebody who could stop Hillary Clinton. And what a whopper of a contest between Mr. Alleged Straight Talk Express, you know, John McCain, who's out pandering to the religious right even as we speak.
Yeah.
And Al Gore, who has made him, who has moved himself into a position of, you know, telling it like it is. I don't know if you saw him, his speech that ran on Link TV, but it was great about global warming. I mean, he just put it out there the way it is. And that's what we need.
You know, and he does, he's a phenomenal person. He did lose, I mean, he got snookered in that election. But I just think of an election with Hillary versus Gore, I think that Republicans would just, I think everyone would laugh. It'd be kind of hard. At the same time, I do think he's a great, you know, great individual, but hopefully we can come up with somebody even better. But otherwise, that's about it, Jay. Thank you very much.
All right, Kimber, thanks. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye now. And then Hillary Clinton is going to run. You know how I know she's going to run? Okay, flimsy evidence on my part. I got a fundraising letter from her looking for money. Now, you know she's not going to spend all that money on her senatorial campaign, and yet she's out there looking for bread. So you know she's out there looking for money. Here's Dan in Denver. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. I think that a name the Dems should consider is Bill Richardson from New Mexico.
I like him, but I don't think he can do it.
Well, I'm telling you, as a centrist righty, I think he could do it.
You think he
I
can
really
stop
do.
Hillary Clinton?
Yeah. I think running Hillary at this point is a mistake.
Well, I think
she will not pull. She won't pull moderate Republicans, and that's what you need. You need to pull the independents, the moderate independents, and the moderate Republicans in order to win a Democratic candidate.
Yeah, but you know what? Hillary Clinton's got it. You know, it's not Hillary Clinton's got a lot of momentum even this early on, and it's a matter of fundraising, and she's got a lot of money. And Bill Richardson, while he has a lot of qualifications, I just don't know if he can stop her.
I would like to see him because he's got the foreign policy experience to straighten a lot of the garbage that the Bushies have gotten us into.
Well, that's a pretty good point. You're right. He does have a lot of foreign policy experience.
He has a lot of experience, and he could capitalize on that.
Well, maybe you're going to turn out to be right, Dan, but I don't see it happening. But I appreciate the call. Thanks, man. Have a good day. Okay. One line open at 303-713-7600. And congratulations to Jackie Beck of Aurora, who won that trip to Costa Rica, that eco trip to Costa Rica. I bet you would have liked to have won that, wouldn't you, Amelia?
Yeah.
Sorry, Amelia.
I'm not eligible.
Sorry, Amelia. We drove around and looked for your house, but we couldn't find it.
You didn't go all the way up to...
We went all the way up to Boulder and couldn't find it, so we drove back to Aurora.
Oh,
no,
that's only fair.
No, Jackie was the winner, and she was so surprised, and it was so cool. It's so cool to do something nice for somebody else, you know? It just really is a great... makes my whole entire day. Am I being sappy?
A little.
Oh, thanks a lot, Amelia.
No, it's so good. I think it's awesome.
You're just jealous because you're not taking the trip.
A little bit, but I am happy for her.
Yeah, I am too. I'm happy for her too as well.
Awesome.
And the traffic hasn't been too bad out there, has it?
Oh, it just got a little bit worse.
Oh, tell us about it.
Okay, we got a four-car crash along westbound I-70 just past Vasquez. In fact, the right-hand lane of the highway is completely blocked up. We're now slow all the way back from I-270. Now, eastbounders dealing with heavy traffic from I-25 to the scene of the crash. So do avoid this if you can. It sounds like a pretty bad scene along westbound I-70. Now, across southbound side of I-25, south on the south end, we do have a crash working right at Lincoln Avenue on the right-hand shoulder. Two cars here, so you will find Curiosity slowing due to this crash. And up on the north end, southbound jamming across I-25 stretches between 104th Avenue and the Turnpike. And again, you're heavy between downtown and the Tech Center, finally wrapping up your slowing at Hampton. Both directions of I-270 are jammed up in Commerce City, especially for you eastbounders between I-76 and Vasquez. And across I-225, northbounders are heavy and slow between Iliff and Mississippi. In today's forecast, it'll be a pretty nice day. We'll see highs up around 75.
This computer is driving me crazy.
Relax. Save your sanity. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Don't spend a fortune getting your computer fixed. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and make your computer run like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or go to pc-answers.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
The 2006 Summer of Stars in Coors Light Live welcomes Brad Paisley, Friday, June 23rd at Coors Amphitheater.
I got you in trouble in high school.
country music superstar Brad Paisley shines with energy. His amazing prowess on guitar and up-tempo hits provide a perfect night under the stars. Brad Paisley with special guest Sarah Evans. An amazing voice and talent that will light up the stage. Rising star Eric Church joins the fun along with Flappin' Jacks and the Railbenders. It's a country music jamboree not to be missed. Brad Paisley, joined by Sarah Evans, Eric Church, and more.
Yeah, when I get where I'm going.
Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com.
Another tip to the guy at the ice cream shop.
Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Can't get a reservation.
Mortgage Store is offering for a limited time only 5.75% for a 30-year fixed rate. So call the Mortgage Store right now, 303-423-7171. If you act quickly and call now, you can defer your next two house payments. And the Mortgage Store is ready right now to help you at 303-423-7171. Now, interest rates are still at record lows. The mortgage company, the mortgage store, has helped thousands of homeowners eliminate high-interest credit card bills and consolidate debt into one low monthly payment. So call for a free credit analysis today. They're not there to judge you. They're there to help you, and the call is absolutely free. There is no application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs, and interest may be tax-deductible. But I'll tell you one thing. The interest on your credit cards, they're not tax-deductible. That's for sure. And the average family has about $12,000 in credit card debt. And you can make those payments month after month. And I've been there, and I know. Mary and I have been there, and we know. And you never see your balances go down. Rates are not low on credit cards. Now, you might get a low teaser rate for 6 months, but then the rate goes up to 14 to 22%, and the Mortgage Store loan consultants can show you how to pay off those high-interest credit cards, auto loans, and combine them into one low monthly payment. So, you know what? Maybe you've made mistakes. Hey, that just makes you human. Everybody's done that. Fact is, you can get out of it, and you can get yourself on the road to financial health by simply calling the Mortgage Store at 303-423-7171. That number again, 303-423-7171. They're open the evenings until 8, and Saturdays too. It's fast, it's easy, and they're there to help you, and they'll stay with you every step of the way. The Mortgage Store. Let me give you the number again, 303-423-7171. Tell them J. Marvin sent you.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner. Call me at 720-529-5442 or see my work online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
Hey, Colorado, when you hear those blazing fiddles, it can mean just one thing. Chris and Cosima Luther, live in concert Thursday, May 18th at the University of Denver. I'll be there, too, hosting, making you laugh, maybe making their dad, Mark, look like a fool. Also on hand, my friend Andy Stein and a full bluegrass band. Call Ticketmaster or 303-871-7720 and join me for some great live music and some laughs. See you Thursday, May 18th at DU.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies locally, like Colorado Landmark Realtors, Bauhaus, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn about how you can join these progressive companies.
A talk show that thinks like you. The J. Marvin Show on AM760. Progressive Talk.
8:35, 25 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Congratulations to Jackie Beck of Aurora. She's on her way to Costa Rica. She won that trip to Crocodile Bay, and it was fun showing up and surprising her this morning. And congratulations to her. What a nice lady. High today, 70, partly sunny with thunderstorms. And we're talking about who could stop Hillary Clinton. Could it be Al Gore? And here's Shirley in Franktown. Shirley, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
I think he's an excellent choice. He won before. Global warming, as far as I'm concerned, should be our number one issue. We've only got within 10 years to do something about it. It's a popular issue. And without our environment, we don't have anything. Russell Feingold is really my favorite, but in this day and age, I don't think people are going to vote for him, unfortunately. So,
well, I think he's got a long shot chance, and he may be the, you know, the George McGovern of the Democratic Party in 08, and I would support him if Gore doesn't get in.
Right, me too.
But I'm like you. I mean, we need an alternative to Hillary.
Global warming is a big issue with Republicans and Democrats, and it's a critical. We're at a critical time. time right now to do something about it, you know, with the energy and, you know, it's very scary what's going on. The glaciers are melting, and we have to do something.
Yeah.
And I think he's an excellent choice. We already seen the polls. McCain can beat Hillary, so that's kind of scary. So we need to make Al Gore the choice, I feel.
I would love to see what a poll matchup would show of McCain against Gore.
Right. And I think Gore would win because he won before. And I'm sure because people are familiar with him. I hate to say this, but most people don't like change. They want to vote for somebody they know pretty well. A lot of people trust him. And I think he's more aggressive now. He's not so, you know, to shy away from things or can confront things better. Maybe he'll be more stronger that way.
Do you think this party ought to consider John Kerry again?
I don't think he can beat McCain. Oh, who knows? There's nothing wrong with John Kerry. He's great, but he's not that popular with even the Democrats. I don't know why. He should be. I don't know if Feingold would be better than John Kerry. Maybe Feingold could win before him. Who knows? I don't know. With the base, Feingold would be popular because he's not afraid to say what he says, and he's back to the real issues.
Right, I agree.
And the labor movement needs to get started in this country again. I think people are real fed up with the job situation. I don't know. John Kerry's very qualified. He just can't communicate with people. I think he's very intelligent.
He communicates with facts, not with emotion.
Yeah.
And you have to have both.
It's kind of sad, but it's true. But I think Al Gore is an excellent choice, and I think we should draft him.
Yeah, I think
because
so, too.
The global warming is a big issue. The war is, too. But if we don't have our environment, nothing else matters. We're all doomed.
Yeah. You know what? I agree. Thank you, Shirley.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah, I think we should draft Al Gore. I mean, my first choice would be Russell Feingold. But Gore could stop Hillary Clinton. And I like Hillary Clinton. You know what, Big Ed? We're going to have Ed Schultz coming up after 9 o'clock. We'll ask him about Hillary Clinton because he's made a couple of statements on the air about her and about this idea of drafting Gore. Let's go to Nan in Estes Park. Nan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
I really like a lot of what that lady said just ahead of me. And congratulations to Jackie.
Yeah.
But think of two other things, Gore with Hillary as vice president or Gore with Feingold as vice president would be something. And number one, yes, is our environment, or we won't last, period. Had a niece fly over from England a couple weeks ago, and all around Iceland, you know, the borders,
mm-hmm.
and Greenland, it was brown. It wasn't... You know, it's just, gosh, anyway, you know, everything is going to go. So that's it for now.
All right, Dan, thanks for the call.
Bye.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Jack in Greeley. Jack, you're on AM 760. Good morning. If I can get to, there we go, Jack, you're on. Go ahead.
Okay, I have here an 8.5x11 full-color, slick cardstock mailing that came from Marilyn Musgrave. I was out of town Thursday and Friday. Public document mailed at a taxpayer expense, and it says Colorado seniors pay too much for prescription drugs.
Well, maybe Marilyn Manson Musgrave ought to ask herself where she voted on Medicare.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say, too. This is H.R. 328. I wonder how much money has been spent of taxpayer monies for this blatant campaign propaganda.
I think that's an interesting question. I think the local newspaper ought to check that out.
Yeah, I didn't know if anybody had talked about that because I was out of town both days and I missed your show most of Thursday, Friday, and then until about a few minutes ago this morning.
I knew she was robocalling about this very issue.
Oh, yeah, so I've got that on my answering machine. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, can you play it?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, let's hear a little bit of that.
Okay.
Hello, you have two messages.
Sorry for the delay.
That's all right.
Hello, this is Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave. Coloradoans pay too much for prescription drugs, and I want you to know that I am working hard to ease that burden.
Yeah.
Your family should be able to purchase necessary prescription medicines at an affordable cost. I recently sent you information regarding this vital issue, and I hope you had a chance to review it. If you have any questions, please contact me, Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave, at 970-663-3536. Thank you for taking my call, and have a wonderful day.
Did it transmit pretty well?
Yeah, it did. And I think what people who live in Marilyn Musgrave's district, what is that, Congressional District 4? I think they ought to call Marilyn Manson Musgrave and ask her about how she voted on Medicare.
Well, everybody knows that, but I'd like to know how much money was spent on this mass mailing, which is nothing but campaign propaganda.
Well, I think that's also an important question to ask, if that was made at, mailed at taxpayers' expense.
Oh,
and
if
she used her franking privileges to send that out. And I think that ought to definitely be looked at, too. So maybe there's somebody out there at one of the newspapers in her district who's listening to this who will do some digging and will definitely check it out.
Well, one of her hacks here in town is the one that went after Angie Piccioni, too. We had somebody here that did, that little misunderstanding about the silly contest.
Right, exactly.
And it was somebody from here.
Yeah, exactly. Marilyn Manson Musgrave. Well, she's out there robocalling, but I think people should call her on her BS that she's spreading around. And, Marilyn, if you'd ever like to come on the program and answer questions about it, we'd love to have you.
This is great fun, Jay.
Thanks, Jack.
You bet. Thank you.
Okay, talk to you.
Okay, bye.
Three lines open at 303-713-7600 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Boy, Marilyn Manson Musgrave's got a lot of nerve, doesn't she? Out there, screaming and yelling about the high price of prescription drugs. How'd you vote with the president on that Medicaid thing? I mean, what was how'd you vote with your own party on that Medicaid situation there, Marilyn? You want to tell us about that? 8:43, it's 17 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. All right, who's got the muscle to stop Hillary Clinton? And should we draft Al Gore? Is a draft Al Gore movement a good idea? Or are we spinning our wheels? Most of us, I think a lot of us, our first choice would be Russell Feingold. But do you think Feingold's got the juice to stop? Hillary Clinton? I don't think he does. And Ed Schultz, after 9 o'clock, we'll talk to Big Eddie about this and a few other things, too, including Porter Goss and the CIA. Coming up here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
We're all stars now.
PostNet is there for your last-minute Mother's Day shipments. Choose from FedEx, UPS, DHL, or U.S. Airmail services. PostNet can also professionally wrap and pack your shipments for a safe arrival. PostNet helps get it there on time. Create, duplicate, deliver. That's PostNet.
You and I have talked about immigration. Is there a workable answer to this problem? We'll find out, won't we? Damned if we do and damned if we don't.
No matter how many protests they have, we have to come to grips as Americans that we have helped cause all of this. I wish someone in the Senate would stand up and say, okay, message sent, message received. We're going to get something done about this.
I've got so much love in my arms.
AM 760.
No one can tear it apart.
Progressive Talk.
I'll be the love.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Two major crashes now blocking up our highway drive, the first of which is along I-70 westbounders, dealing with a four-car wreck just past Vasquez, blocking up that right-hand lane. We're now slow past I-270, and eastbounders are jamming all the way from I-25 to the scene of the crash, so do avoid that if you can. The rest of the highway drive is still very heavy and slow, including southbound I-25 down on the south end. Right at Lincoln Avenue, we have a crash on the left-hand shoulder, and also blocking up the left-hand lane is this two-car wreck here, so do expect curiosity delays both north and southbound, making your way across that south end drive. The rest of the highway drive actually thinning out just a bit, but unfortunately we're still stuck in some heavy and slow traffic. In today's forecast, we'll see highs up around 74 degrees. Currently we're at 58 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK.
Now I can afford LASIK?
The latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. And 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-600-7101. That's 1-800-600-7101. 1-800-600-7101.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-400-0264. That's 1-800-400-0264. 1-800-400-0264.
Well, they wouldn't have the Glenn Ross leads, would they? Hey, you know what? They didn't tell me that I couldn't say anything about this and Rocky's Autos, so I'm going to say something about it anyway. You know Rocky's Autos matching down is going on now up to $1,500. You put down $1,500, they put down $1,500, and it's like you've got $3,000 down. Rocky's Autos on Friday just got a shipment of good-looking, clean, used Corvettes. That's right, Vets. Corvettes. America's sports car. So if you've always wanted one, and there's a yellow one out there that is sharp looking, get out to Rocky's because they got them, along with just tons of other automobiles. Anything you can think of, they've got it. The largest selection of clean late model cars and vehicles along the Front Range and even in Colorado. And every automobile is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Rocky's Autos, with great folks working out there like the Alshires, Tom and Marv, and Colby Harris, and the list goes on and on. Over 100 people out there who are there and dedicated to help you out. Dave Dunn and Roger and a whole lot of other people. And Rocky's been family-owned and operated since 1982. So that's really what they're all about, being part of Rocky's family. And customer service is their number one thing. I mean, they want to take care of you. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised at how you're treated. Rocky's Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Get an extra hour of shopping in there. Or check them out on the website, their website, at rockysautos.com. See the inventory. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Just fill out the paperwork. And it's not really paperwork. Fill out the information on the website. Pre-qualify for a car loan. And then pick out what you want. So if you want those Vets, hey, if you're in the market for a Vet, Rocky's has got them. Whatever it is you want, Rocky's has got them. Rocky's Autos, Mary and I have been doing business with them since 1997, and I'll tell you something, we wouldn't do business anywhere else. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free. Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. But don't just take my word for it. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-400-6017. The secret to a healthier heart is out. Try omega-3 capsules from Iceland Health and feel the difference. Get your free bottle of omega-3 by calling 1-800-400-6017. Discover the secret to living a longer, healthier life that we've been using for centuries. Call 1-800-400-6017. 1-800-400-6017.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
All right, here's what's on the menu this morning. 8:51, 9 minutes away from 9 o'clock. First of all, congratulations to Jackie Beck of Aurora. She has won herself a trip to Costa Rica to Crocodile Bay Lodge, and we congratulate her, and thank you to everybody who participated in the contest. We thank you. It's our way of saying thanks for listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Who can stop Hillary Clinton? Should we draft Al Gore? Big Ed Schultz coming up after 9 o'clock. Then we'll move into open phones. And let's get back on the phones at 303-713-7600. And we go to Rich in Denver. Rich, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yes, I was just wondering why Barack Obama was never brought up.
Well, probably for a couple of reasons. One, because he hasn't been around long enough. That'd be number one. Although, you know, that didn't stop John Edwards. And two, There are some people in the Democratic Party who have trouble with Barack Obama due to his closeness to Joseph Lieberman. And there are a lot of people in the party who don't particularly care for Joseph Lieberman. And also the fact that he, I believe, if my memory serves me correct, he introduced Alberto Gonzalez, I believe, or had some part in that whole Alberto Gonzalez nomination. But the biggest thing I've always read about him is his closeness to Lieberman.
Well, from what I remember, was it the last Democratic convention, wasn't he one of the speakers? And seemed like he got a huge response from his speech.
Well, he's a wonderful speaker. He's a very intelligent man. And I'll tell you something, as somebody who's met him, he's a very, very nice guy, too.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen him on the Sunday shows, and he's an amazing speaker. It just seems like he has, like you were talking about earlier, having that personal thing with people on top of, you know, being educated.
Yeah, there's just some people in the Democratic Party, I think, who have trouble with him because of his closeness to Lieberman, because Lieberman is viewed as being a pariah by a lot of people. But, I wouldn't rule him out as a vice presidential candidate. I don't think he's got the muscle or the juice to stop Hillary Clinton. Do you think he does?
I'm not sure. I really think that Hillary Clinton is a good choice, but I think that I don't think that people are ready for a woman president, though.
I don't think she can win in 08.
No.
All right, Rich, thanks, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Michael in Denver. Michael Heyer on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
Hey, Michael.
I think it's going to be tough for us to decide, really, who would make a good candidate for 08 until we know what's going to happen in 06. You know, I mean, if we get both bodies again, then I think we're going to lose a large majority of the centrist vote that we could get if we, you know, if they stay Republican. And, you know, because I think if there's one thing that both parties have probably learned is that I don't think anybody really wants to go down the path of no checks and balances again. You know, whether it's Republican or whether it's Democrat, whether it's left or right, I think that people have gotten a real sense that, you know, that a rubber stamp is just not going to do it for us. I mean, we need the checks and balances. We need a multi-party approach, you know, to really serve the majority of the country, which is the center, I think. You know, it's definitely the minority is the far right and the far left, you know. So I think the 06 election is going to have a lot to do with who the right candidate is for 08.
Boy, you know what you propose. I mean, I'd have to sit and just think about this for a minute. I don't know. I don't know if I really debate about if chasing the centrist vote is the way to go, or if the way to go is to say, here's what we stand for, and this is who we are, which Democrats are increasingly doing. I mean, they're increasingly talking about fiscal responsibility. They're increasingly talking about health care. They're increasingly talking about a workable plan to get out of Iraq. They're increasingly talking about cutting student loans in half and making education more available for students in the United States so that we can become competitive. And, of course, they're talking more and more about energy alternatives. I mean, Democrats are coalescing around those ideas. Now, are those ideas centrist? Are those ideas leftist? What are those ideas, or are they just good ideas?
I don't know. I think they're predominantly centrist. You know, I think they're common sense ideas. You know, and you know, to me, it's. I think if Democrats stay home in 06 and in 08, we're doomed. You know,
well, the polls show that they're not going to stay home in 06. I mean, the polling right now shows that if anybody's going to stay home, it's going to be the conservatives. That they're less energized.
Yeah, well, I think they're less energized because I think they're disoriented. I mean, I think they were made a lot of promises that, you know, that were impossible to keep. You know, I mean, ultimately, you know, I think the damage that the Bush administration has done, we're going to be living with for years and years. And I know from talking to a lot of my acquaintances, neighbors, and so forth that are Republican, they're really unhappy with the way things are going. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to jump ship on their party and that they're going to run, you know, to the left. But they're thinking more in terms of, okay, what's going to be the best way to do damage control over the next 8 years, and what's going to make the most sense for their kids and for what they want to do in terms of, you know, trying to retire. I mean, we're all, you know, we're people that are in our, you know, late 30s and early 40s.
Well, we make the most sense for those because we're the only ones talking about those issues. I mean, Tom DeLay yesterday on This Week with George Stephanopoulos started pulling out the old wedge issues again about how they're going to, you know, about how the Republicans are going to run on the old wedge issues, that we're fiscally responsible. I don't know how he says that with a straight face.
Yeah,
that he gets, you know, into the gay marriage, late-term abortions, guns. I mean, they're into that whole same thing again, where I hear more and more Democrats talking about common sense solutions to the problems that face this country.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting no matter what happens. I would love to see Hillary run. I think she's a great candidate. I don't know. I'm with you. I don't know if she could win.
What about Al Gore?
I like Al Gore. I think Al Gore's, you know, if he can be less stiff in the campaign, you know, I think that'll go a long way for him. My personal choice would be John Kerry again. I think it's brilliant. I think he's got great foreign policy experience. I think, you know, I want somebody who wants to be president, first
right.
of all.
Yeah.
Second of all, I want it to be somebody who's a heck of a lot smarter than I am.
Yeah, I hear you,
know?
Man.
I mean,
I gotta
the
pull
guy we got now is a nit.
Everybody hates wasting money, right? Hi, this is Dave Logan. The Regency Bristol Triple Pane Window is one surefire way of saving money on your energy bill every month, up to 47% guaranteed. I put the Regency Bristol Windows in my home for that very reason. Right now, Regency Bristol Windows will give you one free window with every two you buy. Call Regency Bristol Windows, 303-233-0833.
Find out how affordable quality can be.
You can call us bonkers. You can call us crazy. But whatever you do, call us. Because Burt Cooney Honda has a goal to become the largest Honda dealer west of the Mississippi. This month, Burt Cooney Honda is kicking things off with a big red sale. Take a stroll through Burt Cooney's huge selection of new Hondas, and you'll see big red sale prices that'll knock your socks off. Put your socks back on, and take a walk through Burt Cooney's pre-owned Honda lineup. Payments and prices are so low, you'll have to stoop to see them. Burt Cooney Honda also has a great selection of gas-sipping hybrids in stock and ready for delivery. Check out the entire inventory at bkhonda.com. There's nothing like a Honda, and nobody that can get you in the driver's seat like Burt Cooney. Go to bkhonda.com and see for yourself. The Big Red Sale, on now at Burt Cooney Honda in Centennial. It's over. When the fat ladies stop singing.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
Do the herbs in Kaido Gold really help you lose weight? Here's an actual customer.
As soon as I started taking them, I stopped gaining weight and started losing weight. I didn't change my diet at all.
And Kaido Gold can help you too, with fiber to absorb fat, nopal cactus to metabolize sugars, and hudia to suppress your appetite, plus fat-burning agents and vitamins. I'm Tom Martino with this special for you. Buy 3 bottles, get 3 free with free shipping. Call 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
Because of the domestic surveillance program, Hayden Grant is head of the National Security Agency. And the Republican chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Michigan's Peter Hoekstra, tells the CBS Early Show that he has real misgivings about Hayden's military background.
This is about the fact that we're rebuilding a civilian agency. At this time, it has to be clearly independent of the Department of Defense.
The defense is rested in the federal fraud and conspiracy trial of Enron founder Kenneth Lay and former CEO Jeffrey Skilling. The case is expected to go to the jury by next week. Emotions are raw in a Providence, Rhode Island courtroom as a 3-day sentencing hearing begins in connection with a 2003 nightclub fire that killed 100 people. Daniel Beakley, the former tour manager for Great White, the rock band, is blamed for the pyrotechnic display that touched off the blaze.
My husband wants to kill him.
Barbara Culls is one of the family members of victims making anguished statements to the court.
It's been really bad. How much it's hurt all of us. We can't have it change it. And I'd do anything to have my son back.
Well, Beakley, who's pleaded guilty to 100 counts of involuntary manslaughter, faces up to 10 years in prison. In a highly unusual move, Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has sent a letter to President Bush outlining what Iranian officials say are ways to defuse growing tensions over Tehran's nuclear aspirations. Reporter Angus McDowell says the timing is no accident.
This letter is being sent on a day when the foreign ministers of the five permanent UN Security Council members, as well as the foreign minister of Germany and the foreign affairs spokesman for the European Union, meeting in New York to discuss how to deal with Iran.
The letter is thought to be the first direct communication between an Iranian and U.S. leader since the 1979 revolution. No more Happy Meals for Mickey and his pals.
There are four different toys, one with each Happy Meal you buy your kids. But hurry, these toys will go fast.
The Walt Disney Company is ending its cross-promotional deal with McDonald's. It had been a rewarding marriage, so why the change after 10 years? Disney sources say the main reason is that the company wants to get away from an association with fast food and its links to childhood obesity. And checking Wall Street right now, stocks have turned down. The Dow is off a point, the Nasdaq down a fraction. This is CBS News.
It's a fact. The more allergy symptoms you have, the less likely your allergy medicines can help you. But Tylenol Allergy is different. It's the allergy medicine with the pure pain relief of Tylenol. And it relieves more symptoms than even the leading allergy prescription. Stop. Think. Tylenol Allergy. Take only as directed.
This Mother's Day, give your mother the gift that will last as long as a mother's love. Have a star named after her. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will send your mom a beautiful personalized gift package with her chosen star. You may also include a sterling silver bracelet and heart charm with your mother's name and star location engraved on it. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com so she'll have her gift for Mother's Day.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. If you listen to the retiring lawmakers, they say this is one of the most partisan sessions they've ever seen. Control of the state legislature is up for grabs in November. However, this morning, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are talking a bit tamer.
I think it's one of the most productive and, in spite of the news stories, one of the most bipartisan ever. I think we made real progress by working across the aisle to improve public education, to cut the cost of health care, to strengthen the economy, and even to tackle some contentious issues like illegal immigration.
House Speaker Andrew Romanoff commending House Minority Leader Mike May for his work to pass a smoking ban. Representative May also signing a bipartisan tune.
For the most part, we worked well together on those issues we could agree on. We tried to put differences aside and move forward.
May did acknowledge some fiery moments, but says that happens with passionate people. We'll see how the rhetoric heats up heading into Election Day. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. We're in better shape across I-70 now. The crash at Vasquez in those westbound lanes is now cleared from the highway, though we are looking at slowdowns in both directions of where the wreck was sitting. So fortunately, all lanes of the highway are open, but the slowdowns do remain. Now across I-25, southbounders still dealing with slowdowns in Douglas County because of a two-car crash at Lincoln Avenue. That's now completely off to the left-hand shoulder. And across I-225, you are still looking at slowing southbound between Yosemite and I-25. Northbounders across I-25 also jammed up between 225 and Hampton Avenue. In today's forecast, you'll see sunny skies.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-460-0580 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-460-0580. 1-800-460-0580.
We had them this weekend. They're just awesome. You wrap them in bacon, and you cook them on a Holland grill. And then over on the other propane grill, which is a little bit more direct fire, you got your filet going. And you got to put the temperature stick in the filet. And when it hits 120 degrees in the middle, that baby's medium rare and ready to go.
Now, you didn't cook that this weekend, did you?
Absolutely.
I thought Wendy did this.
Well, Wendy takes care of all the other stuff. I'm out there doing the deal. She prepares everything, then I go out and do the cooking.
Ah.
See, so we got these two grills. We got this big, you know, commercial propane grill that's direct fire. It's great for burgers. But then the Holland grill is also very good. We normally use the Holland grill for lamb, and when we don't want any charcoal kind of fire to it. Or we'll use it for any kind of seafood. And it's also, it's okay on hamburgers, but it takes too long, and hamburgers are better on the direct fire, you know. So that's what we like on the other grill.
Well,
if I was cooking for this thing, that's what we'd have.
Well, we're going to a sit-down place, but it also gives me an idea that maybe later on this summer we can put together a barbecue with Big Ed.
I'm all over that.
You know, and have you cook for a few intimate listeners of AM 760. How about that?
I'm all about it. Let's do her.
I want to see you prove that. All right. Now, let's get on to some business here. And you know what the big one is. The big one is Porter Goss. Talk about that.
Well, he's got a short fuse. That's the number one thing. He also complained a lot about micromanagement. There is also a philosophical struggle going on between Negroponte and also Goss. And Goss was not given the presidential daily briefings to him on intelligence anymore. Negroponte was doing that. Goss felt like he was out of the loop. And also, he was not really in tune with the satellite technology and willing to use that, as he was so such an advocate on human intelligence to make, you know, more, so to speak, boots on the ground, agents on the ground. So those were the things that just boiled up in the last, especially, 6 months. But here's the deal. You know, Porter Goss was given all kinds of praise when he was hired. Go back. We've gone back and researched all the comments. I mean, you couldn't find anybody saying anything bad about Porter Goss, which takes me to this. It's the vetting process. Again, it's such a fraternity and it's such a good old boy network. They really don't investigate whether this guy or that guy or whoever else is really capable of the job. And again, it's another miscalculation by the boys in the front office.
How about this other story that's bubbling around out there about the FBI sex and cronyism investigation that's targeted Kyle Dusty Fogo, the number three official at the CIA, and that people wondered why he was promoted to number three, and that this may also touch Goss himself. And you know, this is the story about the poker games, the prostitutes, and the whole thing, and the cigars at Watergate.
Was he partying with the Dukester? That's the big question.
that's what we want to know.
You know, if I'm a prosecutor, I'm going in to talk to the judge, and I want to get a lighter sentence on the Dukester because I think he might know a few things.
Yeah.
Here's the one thing that, you know, birds of a feather flock together. I mean, if they can tell us, you know, in short bullet points how we ought to run the country, we ought to throw that one back at them. The big thing on this is the connections. It's one connection to another connection to another connection. Here's the overall picture, in my opinion. If security of this country is the most important thing to all of us, what the hell is our CIA director even thinking about when he's got time to go to poker parties? I thought it was a 24/7 job from the moment you get up to the moment you go to bed. We still don't have Bin Laden. We're still on the verge of getting hit, according to all these conservatives. And if we don't vote for them, then we're really going to be in trouble. I just think this is a totally disfocused outfit.
there.
I mean, if I was head of the CIA, the last thing I'd do is go to a poker party because I think there'd be something else I could be doing to help the country.
You know, they're dysfunctional, these people.
Yeah, it sure seems like it. And now the connection, of course, is that these guys that were doing these contracts and this bidding on stuff, were they getting favors? The fact that a guy that far up in the CIA who's that close to Goss, it just doesn't look good. And then, you know, that Goss was even there playing, it looks bad. And you'll notice this morning when the president came out and announced his new selection, who he wants to get in there, Hayden, he spent half his time talking about Goss and what a great job he did. He's trying to make that story go away.
Heck of a job, Porter.
No doubt. Yeah, we're down to the...
Right.
We got a new brownie in intel.
Yeah, heck of a job there, Porter. And what about Michael Hayden? You think if he's going to take this job, which I don't think he's right for, but because I don't think he knows the Constitution of the United States nor the FISA laws nor anything else. And I've got this devastating exchange with him and somebody, I don't know who the reporter is, where he's arguing about probable cause not being in the Fourth Amendment. But if he's going to get this, he's got to resign his commission. We can't have a military guy running a civilian agency.
Well, the military right now controls 80% of the intel budget as it stands. Is this guy going to be beholden to the Pentagon and the military, or is this guy going to be running boots on the ground intel when it comes to training, when it comes to recruiting, when it comes to deploying, all the hands-on things that the director has got to be able to do? It seems like he has no experience at. He has headed up a program that some people in Congress feel is outside the law, so is he a soldier or a leader? He's also a satellite guy. You know, whenever there's a big hassle going on right now, you know, how much resource do we put in human intelligence, training, accessing, and deploying? But as far as the satellites go, they're even battling over the use because is their focus going to be troop movement and troop security, or is it their focus going to be going after the terrorists? So these are things that these are the kind of questions that are going to be coming up with Hayden when he's up in front of the Senate for confirmation. Whatever anybody says in the House, it doesn't matter.
Right. It's
they don't have anything to do with confirmation.
It's the Senate that gets into it. I hope they get into it more with them, with Hayden, about this whole NSA thing and about the FISA law and about his understanding of the Constitution of the United States and the rule of law in this country, because the last thing we want is somebody heading the CIA who doesn't understand those fundamental principles.
Well, that's true. And what's the relationship between Goss, or should I say Hayden, and Rumsfeld? Now they're trying to paint the picture that, well, the deal is here is that he's challenged Rumsfeld on a few things. They're trying to set up this picture that actually this is not a rummy guy and that there's going to be some dissent within the ranks, which they're trying to portray as very good. Look, you got the influence of the National Intelligence Director, John Negroponte, asking Goss to step down. You got Goss saying it was just one of those mysteries. What the hell kind of comment is that?
Yeah, what's the reasoning behind leaving? Most people say, I want to spend more time with my family.
Yeah, and now you got the CIA's number three man, Executive Director, Dusty. We go from the Dukester over to Dusty now. And Brent Wilkes being investigated by the FBI. Wilkes, a defense contractor. You know, and you listed all the things that what he provided for him.
Yeah.
And so the Goss thing is just lingering problems for Bush. They had to make this move, but also they had to come up with somebody pretty fast to change the news cycle on it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Goss gets sucked into this whole thing. That's my sixth sense.
Well, it's an agency that has, in the last year, been involved in wireless eavesdropping, been involved in secret prisons abroad, been involved in leaks in Washington. I mean, what's gone right for intelligence? And the 9/11 Commission made a number of recommendations on reforms. One of them was in the field of human intelligence. None of that has really been followed up on. And so the president says today that Hayden is supremely qualified. That was the two terse. He's
right.
Supremely qualified. Well, that they kind of said that about Porter Goss, and it didn't work out. So here we go again.
Yeah. All right. One last, a couple of last things here. Over the weekend, Howard Dean said on one of the Sunday talking shows, I believe it was Stephanopoulos, said that impeachment basically is off the table if the Democrats were to gain control of the House and Senate. Nancy Pelosi basically said it's off the table in the House. Your feelings about that?
I think that they don't want impeachment to be a story, and they don't want to try to get elected and take over the House and the Senate on impeachment. They want to take over the House and the Senate on the issues. And the media is trying to do everything they possibly can to get the Democrats to say, really, all you want to do is impeach Bush. That's
right.
Really all you want to do. Setting it up as almost a defense mechanism for the conservatives that we got better things in life to do than go impeach the president. Look, here's where the Democrats are trying to focus, and I think what they need to focus on, is the issues and what is important to the American people right now. The country will survive if you don't impeach George Bush. That's what they're basically saying. That doesn't mean that they won't do it when they get subpoena power. Hell, they got a whole arm list of things that they can do with subpoena power. And I think Nancy Pelosi's answer yesterday on Meet the Press was as good as she could make it, saying that, look, we've got this Abramoff scandal that has produced the prescription drug bill and some real bad stuff for the American people. They got to get subpoena power and go back and fix that bill and make it proper and efficient for the American people, because that was done on Republican watch and in Republican scandal. So I think they're trying to get the focus off impeachment and focus on getting elected on the issues, and they just don't want to be pigeonholed on answering the question about impeachment. I don't think you're going to get elected on impeachment.
No, I don't think so either. But Ken Mellman is running around the country, though, saying, you know, pointing out, well, John Conyers would be head of the Judiciary Committee, and, you know, this is what you'll get, and if you want the impeachment of the president, then vote Democratic, and blah, blah, blah. So the Republicans, you're right, you know, they're trying to stir that pot.
Well, the answer to that, Pelosi said yesterday he doesn't make that call.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
He doesn't make that call, and she said that to Tim Russert yesterday, that, you know, obviously you can have people in the Congress who are advocating certain positions, but that doesn't. The call is going to be made with the leadership, whoever the leadership may be, when the time comes after the election. So, you know, there's no sense in buying a motor if you don't have a boat.
Yeah.
You know, that's where it is. Here's what the listeners need to know right now. You know what the focus is of Bill Frist right now? You know where he's going this week? He's going this week. Now, we're talking about, you know, energy prices are up there, Iraq, Iran, all the stuff that the pertinent illegal immigration. You know where Frist is going this week? Frist is going on frivolous medical lawsuits and protecting OBGYNs. That's what he's doing this week.
Yeah, doesn't surprise me.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. The guy, you know, there's something definitely. There's something definitely,
right. They're out of touch with the American people.
They are.
They're absolutely out of touch, that's really where the Democrats have got to focus. They got to be on the offensive on stuff like that, and we'll see where it shakes down, my man.
Yep, I agree. And on a personal note, tell us what you're doing this Friday.
Hey, thanks for doing the show coming up Friday, Jay. Again, I appreciate it so much. You know, the stage of life continues to move on. Our son, David, he's graduating from college, Texas Christian University, played Division I golf, played in 50 NCAA tournaments. He won two of them, was an All-American as a sophomore. He's now turned professional, so he's, you know, he just didn't run off and go play golf. He stayed focused and finished his degree, and so we're excited about that. So we'll be down in Fort Worth this weekend celebrating his graduation.
That's marvelous. Eddie, it's always good to talk to you. It's always good to have you on the show, and I say this every time you come on. You're welcome here anytime, 24/7. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call, and you're on. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, my man.
You bet, buddy. Say now, the listener gig that we got coming up, this isn't kind of like a Dukester party, is it? This is family entertainment, right?
Yeah, there's no cigars, okay. There's no booze, and there's no prostitutes. And Eddie's not cooking this time, but I'm going to work on a Big Eddie barbecue for sometime this summer.
I'm all about it.
All right, Ed, good to talk to you, man.
Bet, Jay, thanks.
We'll see you. There's Big Ed, Ed Schultz. You can hear him this afternoon between 1 and 4 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And you know, if he can cook that well, why doesn't he release like an Ed Schultz cookbook, a Big Eddie cookbook? I couldn't even make an egg without Mary's assistance. All right, 921, 21 minutes after 9 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Open phones underway.
online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street. For free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-1673. That's 1-800-440-1673. 1-800-440-1673.
Imagine 165,000 people hearing your message for just a buck a spot with no long-term contracts. Now picture an expert writing a commercial for you and professionally producing it at no extra charge. What you're picturing is your business associated with some of the biggest radio stations in Denver. Do you think this is out of your league? Think again. Online advertising is the wave of the future. Are you ready to ride it? Call us now at 303-713-8677. That's 303-713-8677. Google can reference over 4 million websites. In this sea of information, how do you get potential customers to find your website? For a dollar an ad on this station, you can tell listeners about your business. Click on the advertisers button in the media player to find out more.
You know what the good life is like because you dream about it every day. You dream about the bigger house and the luxury car, maybe traveling around the world. But you wake up and find you're still in the same old job, working for the same old pay, week in and week out. But what if I can show you how to make your fortune investing in real estate, even if you've never done it before? Come on, you say, it takes money to get started. And you're right, but it doesn't have to be your money. In fact, I bought my first property at age 17 without a penny to my name, and I've been making millions ever since. Hi, I'm Dolph DeRoos, and I'm inviting you to see what the good life is really like. I'd like to send you a powerful free tape that will show you how you can get started earning the kind of money you really want so you can become rich, very rich. Now I'm going to give you a number that you need to call for my free tape. Are you ready? It's 1-800-500-1093. Stop dreaming about the good life and start living it. That's 1-800-500-1093.
1-800-500-1093. On AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You betcha. 925, 25 minutes after 9 a.m. 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 70. Partly sunny with thunderstorms. Congratulations to Jackie Beck of Aurora, winner of the eco trip to Costa Rica. She's going to Crocodile Bay, and we dropped the prize off. I knocked on her door this morning, and it was wonderful. Jackie's a wonderful, wonderful person, and a nicer person couldn't have won. And Jackie, congratulations to you. She's taking a friend of hers, and they ought to have themselves a really, really great time. And thanks to everybody who entered into the contest here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. We still have the dinner with Ed. You heard Eddie and I talking about that coming up. And also the breakfast with Al Franken coming up, and that's coming up in the next couple of weeks. So thank you to everybody who went to AM760.net and signed up. And congratulations to Jackie Beck, who has won the trip to Costa Rica to Crocodile Bay. And she said she had never won anything like that before. Congratulations to her. All right, it's open phones, and anything you want to talk about, we'll certainly go to it. Let's go to Ron in Loveland, who's been hanging on. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi, Ron.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Actually, I'm doing great. I mean, going to Jackie Beck's house and giving her that prize was like just going to be the height of my week, you know?
Oh, right on. Yeah, I'll bet you made her day.
Oh, she was so excited. It was so cool.
Right on. Hey, I wanted to throw my two cents in about this Hillary Clinton-Al Gore thing. This is my opinion, why we should draft Al Gore. I think, you know, you were talking about Rudy Giuliani and how what kind of effect he would have on Republicans, that he would cause a lot of them to just stay home.
A lot of the right, a lot of the religious right, yeah, would don't like him.
Right, and here's my thought is that people like Rush Limbaugh have so effectively demonized Hillary Clinton that she would have basically the opposite effect on a lot of Republicans. You know what I mean? I mean, I think that a fair number of them would get out and vote even for Rudy Giuliani just to stop her. You know what I mean? Because they had just portrayed her as such an evil, you know what I'm saying?
Well, she's a very polarizing figure. There's no question about it.
She is. And I just think the Republican lie machine is still very powerful out there. And you know, they just, I think she just, her name alone evokes such a reaction out of a lot of people on the right that, you know, that putting her out there as a candidate would be a strong incentive for a lot of them to vote for anyone on the Republican ticket, regardless of how much they might otherwise object to them. And Al Gore, I think, is a less, you know, they don't have, they haven't gone after him in a while, and they didn't have the kind of ammunition to go against him, to go after him that they have against Hillary anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean, and I understand what you're saying, and she is, look, she's a polarizing figure within inside her own party. I mean, there's no question about that. She's not only polarizing, you know, nationally, but she's polarizing inside of her own party. I like her, I don't like some of the positions she's taken as of late, like, for instance, this whole flag-burning thing, which I'm totally and completely against. And I might point out that Russell Feingold's one of the few senators that stood up and said that this is ridiculous and talked about the freedom of the whole incident. But still, as a whole, I like her. I mean, but I think she's too, I'm like you, I think she's too negative, and I think she's too polarizing. And I think we're looking at too much trouble. That's what I think. And I think, but you know what? But you got to get somebody to stop her, because you have to be honest with me and tell me. I mean, tell me, she's not the front runner at this point.
Yeah, I got to agree with you. I believe she is, but now's the time to nip that in the bud. You know what I mean? The time will never be better than right now, because if that snowball starts rolling. You know what I mean? And she starts getting money coming in, like you were
She's
saying.
She's got money coming in.
The time is now. So, that's Al Gore.
Yeah, well, you know what? I agree. Ron, thanks, man.
Hey, thank you, Jake.
Appreciate it. And one of the things I resented by getting a fundraising letter from Hillary Clinton is I understand she's out there looking for money for her senatorial race. I understand that she's out there looking money for her presidential campaign. But you know what? If I send her $50. That's $50 I can't give Peggy Lamb, or $50 I can't give Angie Piccioni to run against Marilyn Manson Musgrave, or that's $50 that I can't give Jay Fawcett, or it's $50 that I can't give Molly Cullum, or it's $50 I can't give Joe Rice. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and I wanted to write her back, not that she would read the letter, and say, look, you know, stay within the fundraising parameters of New York. Because we need the money here in Colorado. We need the donor money to stay here. All right, it's 9:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. And here's a woman we definitely need to stick around. Amelia Earhart with a look at the traffic.
All right, thanks, Jay. We're actually off to a pretty good start to the midday drive, actually. I-70 is now checking clear in westbound lanes right at Vasquez. Had a pretty bad four-car crash here, blocking up that right-hand lane, but all lanes of the highway are reopened, and our speeds are pretty much back to normal. Southbound I-25 down in Douglas County, right at Lincoln Avenue, had a crash here on the left-hand shoulder as well. That's now cleared from the roadways, but you will find just a bit of heavy traffic on that approach to Lincoln. Now, I-25, looking at speeds in the 60s and 70s, northbound weather's even doing much better between 225 and Hampton. In today's forecast,
there are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's summer session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
You can shmush a tomato into your nose. You can shmush sand between your toes. You can shmush your tube of toothpaste. Or shmush some wine around your buds of taste. You can shmush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can shmush an orange into juice. And you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to shmush by far is when you go and shmush your car. And I know most people will agree.
You shmush your car? It's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free shmushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational shmushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE, 561-FREE.
Hi, this is Dr. Roy Martin with Comfort Dental of North Glen. This is my 22nd year with Comfort Dental, and I'm happy to tell you I'm more excited about being a dentist now than I was 22 years ago. With over 100 terrific partners and over 40 offices at Comfort Dental, we now provide quality, affordable dental care to over 700,000 patients throughout Colorado. If you need us once for an emergency or want to stay with us for a lifetime of quality care, check us out. Comfort Dental, we'll be here when you need us.
And be decisive. Be forward-thinking. Be a trailblazer. Be whatever you want to be. Belco Credit Union, the one organization totally dedicated to your financial success. Federally insured by NCUA.
9:33, it's 27 minutes in front of 10 o'clock with J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hey, why is it when you need to have work done in your home, it's so difficult to find reliable people? It's something I've never been able to understand. And you know what? Let me tell you about a great company that you can trust, XL Roofing. Their number is 303-761-6400. Now, these guys get it. XL doesn't ask for any money until the job is done and you're happy. And that's the way all contractors should operate. It's hard to get ripped off when you don't have cash up front. And these guys offer some very, very, very progressive products, like shingles that absorb less heat. These shingles will help reduce the heat island effect in our communities and will keep your house cooler in the summer. How about solar-powered attic fan or a solar tube that provides free light in your house? You know what? When Tom Martino, my buddy Tom Martino, decided to get a roof done, he used XL Roofing. So you got to know that they did it right, because you got to know when they're working on Tom Martino's roof, they better get it right. So get off your half moons. Call XL 303-761-6400 or go to their website at XLRoofing.com. They're good folks.
Back to a guy that'll arm wrestle Carl Rove anytime, any place. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I also have more hair than he does, too. And I'm not the subject of a federal investigation. I haven't received a target letter from anybody yet. 9:34, actually coming up on 9:35, 25 minutes away from 10 o'clock, the late Warren Zevon, Lawyers, Guns, and Money. We'll send that out to Carl Rove. He'll need all three of those. All right, 303-713-7600. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about? Let's go to Dan in Champaign, Illinois, who's calling in long distance on the LD line. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
Hey, doing good.
Hey, talking about Hillary, I don't know if I would vote for her. I think that what they have to do is I think you have to include the South a little bit to pull their vote in, because the last candidates that have run, I mean, Jimmy Carter was from the South, he won. Bill Clinton was from the South, and he won twice. And then you have John Kerry, who got beat pretty soundly, and you've got Michael Dukakis back in '88, who was from Massachusetts as well, and he got beat pretty easily. So I think you have to have somebody from the South like John Edwards, maybe as vice presidential candidate, or maybe he's a possible presidential candidate.
Well, I wouldn't rule Edwards out. You know, I think in the case of Dukakis, and also I think in the case of Kerry, you know what? Those two guys made a big mistake. And there's a great book out. It's just out by a guy who we have on the show every once in a while named Paul Waldman. And we're going to have him on to talk about it, about how the left must be more right to... Well, anyway, skip the title. Here's his point. The point of it is that both Dukakis and Kerry talked in facts rather than emotion, mm-hmm. and we need somebody who knows how to do both. And right. Bill Clinton knew how to do both.
Well,
and that's the problem. If you don't appeal to people's emotions, man, you're not... You got to get them to like you personally in order to be able to sell them what you've got going.
You know what my real question is? My real question is when does George Bush become so unpopular that the Republicans ask him not to come to the convention? That's my question.
I don't know if that would ever happen, but I'll tell you this much. There are people running for Congress who are Republican who are running away from him. The magic number is 27. If he hits 27, he is where Richard Nixon was before Nixon was forced to resign.
So if he comes to the convention, is he on at 3 a.m.? So you can either have you can either have the choice of watching George Bush at the convention speaking, or The Hitcher on HBO.
Yeah, or MSNBC's First Look, where they repeat the newscast. It runs for an hour, and they do the first part, I guess, live, and then you'll see exactly the same newscast again the second half hour, repeated with the same mistakes. I don't know. I think that's really a good question. How do they deal with this guy, and how are they going to deal with? You know, here's something. Marilyn Manson Musgrave, who's running in the 4th Congressional District here, had Bush show up here as a fundraiser for her. If you were running and you were an incumbent and you were a Republican, would you have this guy show up at your fundraiser?
Depends. I mean, you know, there's some areas of the country, obviously, he probably can help out greatly. I mean...
Where?
Well,
I mean, the AP Ipsos poll shows that he's losing support within the conservative movement.
I'm just thinking, you know, I'm thinking like Kansas, you know, I don't know. Just because he's so unpopular at this point, but how do you tell the sitting president, hey, don't show up? You know,
well, you do what Rick Santorum did the last time Bush was in Pennsylvania. You just don't show there. Or you do what Dana Rohrabacher did, which is you don't show the last time he was in California. You're just not there.
And, you know, what you're bringing up, too, is what candidate you got that the Democrats could throw out that could win. Let me tell you, in 2 years, everybody's going to be worked up into such a frenzied anger. They could put me on the ballot, and I could beat who they put up. I'm not kidding you. Everybody's going to be ticked off. Remember in 92? I tell people this all the time. I was so mad at his dad that I would have voted if it would have said George H.W. Bush, Republican candidate for president, and below it would have said Lucifer, Lord of Darkness, Democratic candidate for president, I would have voted for Lucifer. That's how bad it was. It was horrible.
I'm to that point now, dude.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm to that point now. I'm that angry now. I mean, I'm looking so forward to the midterm elections. You know what? I am just so, oh, man. We got to win.
And you want to know something? I'll tell you a little secret. I voted for this guy in 2000.
How could you?
I just didn't like Al Gore.
He's a great guy.
Well, he didn't communicate well, and he gave up some of his core issues. He basically started chasing the Republican issues, and he didn't stick to his, you know, I ran cross country and track in college. If you start chasing the guy that you have no business chasing, guess what? You're losing.
Well, he won the election. It was stolen.
Well, he did win. But why did he give up? He should have fought it.
Well, now that I can't answer because I'm not him and I can't get into his head.
But you get the Supreme Court. you know, once you get to the Supreme Court and they don't agree with you, what are you supposed to do?
Okay, well, you know how you can atone your sin?
Oh, God, here, what?
Here's how you can atone your sin. Give $25 to a local Democratic candidate running in your area.
Okay.
And that'll atone All right. your sin.
All right. Now, I am a sports writer. Could I give 10?
All right, just give 5. How's that?
No, but, you know, basically it's just, you know, and here in Illinois, I think we've got a guy that's going to be a star in the making in Barack Obama.
Oh, yeah, of course, Barack's a good guy. But as I mentioned earlier, he's got that problem with that hookup with Lieberman.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody think Hillary doesn't have the experience? Has that been brought up? I mean, she is only a one-term United States senator thus far.
Well, Jimmy Carter didn't have the... Well, but by the time 08 rolls around, she'll be a second-term senator. Because she's going to win. There's nobody in New York's going to beat her.
Right. I wonder, what do you think of her being the vice presidential candidate?
That wouldn't bother me. As long as the head of the ticket is strong, it wouldn't bother me at all. Look, I like her. I just think she's too polarizing.
Right.
And she's been made polarizing by the right-wing echo machine. They have beat her up to the point, as Ron said, who called in, that she's just too polarizing at this point. Now, maybe she cools off by the time 08 comes around. But right now, as far as I can see, she's too nuclear.
And I have another question to ask, too, that hasn't been brought up. Do you think George Bush and the Republicans are kind of in the business of punishing the states financially or politically that didn't vote for them? Because I'll tell you what.
Oh, yeah.
In Illinois, it's bad.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're into punishing all the states. And you know why? They cut back on all these programs so they can give their rich buddies a big tax break. Dan, I got to run, man. Thanks for the call.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. You want me to take one more? You want me to do one more? Is that what you're telling me, John Turk? Take one more call? Huh? Okay. We'll go to Scott in Winter Park. Scott, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Scott.
Walking in the rain right here talking to you.
Ooh, be careful, man.
Actually, what I was calling about was, what if we looked at a moderate governor of some state that versus a senator? Senators just generally don't get elected. Governors get elected. And with that, having somebody like a James Carville being the advisor or the campaign strategist.
Well, John Kennedy was a senator.
Well, that's, you know, 40-some years ago. I mean,
Do you think that John Kerry lost the election because he was a senator, or do you think he lost the election because he ran a lousy campaign?
I think both, actually.
See, I think it's because he ran a lousy campaign. I think it's because, you know what? Here's something about John Kerry. When it comes to talking facts, you better have your act together. Kerry can do it.
Yep.
But Kerry can't talk emotion.
Yep, he definitely didn't.
And if you don't talk emotion, you can't sell yourself. And then the third thing is, he laid back and he allowed all of those attacks to take place, and he never fought them off.
And that was a huge mistake on his part. But I think if we get somebody like a Carvel that can help him out, or her out, whoever that candidate may be, I think Carvel is going to be the one to really put the person in the presidency.
Or Begala. Begala would be another good one.
Begala was great. Their new book, Taking It Back.
Yes, I've read it. It's great. It's a great book, isn't it?
Amazing book.
Have you read the book Crashing the Gates?
Not yet.
You got to read it.
I'm back in my groove of reading political books right now.
And
you should put a book out, too.
Well, I don't know about that. And this Paul Waldman book that's out, we're going to be interviewing him about it coming up this week. The Paul Waldman book that's out, you ought to read that one, too. That one's great also.
All righty. Well, I know you got to go, so let's let you go. And you're invited for a barbecue up here in the mountains with Ed Schultz.
You got it,
man. And John Turk.
All right, you got it, Scott. Thanks.
Have a great day.
Okay. A couple of lines open now, 303-713-7600. And it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about? Tomorrow, we'll talk about Porter Goss and the CIA. And we've got Media Matters for America's Jameson Fosher tomorrow. And who else do we have? Am I leaving somebody out? Oh, and Tony Campolo will be here to talk about the religious left. something, a theme that we've been kind of, following here for the last couple of months. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. It's your dime, and it's, I guess it costs more than a dime now. But you know what? It's whatever you want to talk about. At 9:46, 14 minutes away from 10 o'clock, once again, congratulations to Jackie Beck of Aurora. She won the eco trip to Costa Rica. Jackie, we love you.
Have you ever given out your website instead of your phone number? Why? Because people can learn everything about your business with a few clicks on the computer. Over 100,000 people listen to our online broadcasts every month. Just like you, they're in front of their computer and next to a phone. For a dollar an ad, you can let them know about your amazing business. Call Sean at 303-713-8318 or click on the Our Advertisers button to find out more. How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
Ips Burgers and more. Move on over to CowtownCatering.com.
Now you'll have to replace that window. What about that old, ugly patio door? Now's the time to replace your windows and doors. Pella Windows and Doors is having a Windows Your Way sale. $500 off any installed Designer Series patio door with the purchase of four installed Architect Series or Designer Series windows. Pella's number one brand, professionally installed, beautiful, affordable doors and windows. For a free home appointment, call 866-635-5281 or visit Pella.com.
9:48, 12 minutes in front of 10 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I've been saying it all morning. They didn't tell me I couldn't say anything about it, so I'm going to say something about it anyway. Rockies has got the original American sports car, the Vette, and they've got a couple of them, more than a couple of them, and one of them I saw, which was in bright yellow. Boy, gorgeous. So if you've ever wanted to own America's original sports car, the Vette, they've got them at Rockies, along with their matching down incentive, up to $1,500. And Vets are not all they have. I mean, they've got Fords, Chevys, Dodge, Nissans, Toyotas, Hondas, Saabs, Pontiacs, Volkswagens, and a whole lot more. The largest selection of vehicles along the front range, the largest selection of clean late model vehicles along the front range. Every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And the guys at Rockies are just my friends. I mean, I make no bones about it. And I am so glad to be associated with them, have been since 1997, been buying cars from them since 1997, and just wouldn't go anywhere else. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982, and Rockies Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., so you get an extra hour of Rockies shopping power. And you can check them out on the Internet, too, at RockiesAutos.com from the comfort of your home or your office and see the inventory, qualify for a car loan, check out the TV ads, and see what Rockies is all about. Read their business philosophy. When you get out there, ask for my friends, the Al Shearers, Tom and Marv, great guys to deal with. Or ask for Spanky or Gerard Menard or Colby or Dave or any of the folks working at Rockies will take care of you. There's over 100 folks working there that are geared towards making your buying experience a good one. And you'll notice the difference, too, when you step on the lot. Someone will come up to you immediately. Now, they're not going to tackle you and start browbeating you and demand that you buy a car, but they're going to pay attention to you. So it isn't one of these things where you have to go and stand there and wait 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 until a salesperson comes up to you and then asks you what you want. Like, well, hey, yeah, I'm here to break into the car. No, I want to look at an automobile, dummy. I mean, they're not that way. Rockies Autos, great folks. Go see them. They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal. You can't miss it. A big sign out there just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Rockies Autos.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
With your busy schedule, who has time to earn a college degree? You do. Choose an online program through National American University and receive a quality university education with the flexibility of online learning. You can earn a college degree in as little as 18 months. at NAU. Advance your career or start a new one all online. Call toll-free 1-866-491-GRAD. That's 866-491-4723. Regionally accredited by the Higher Learning Commission and a member of the North Central Association. NCAHLC.org.
Bojo's, with over 30 years of award-winning Colorado-style pizza, has a new special. Buy one of their famous 3-pound, 3-topping pizzas and get a 2-pound specialty pie absolutely free Sunday through Wednesday. Sip a draft for $1.50. Pizza's now available in gluten-free for a limited time at participating locations.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
That's right. Bacon, Eggs in the morning, and Lipitor Vitorin at night. So 9:51, 9 minutes away from 10 o'clock here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today 70, partly sunny with thunderstorms, and it's open phones 303-713-7600. One line open. I'm so excited about tomorrow's show because we got Tony Campolo on to talk about the progressive religious left, and we'll have Ron Schroyer here to talk about Michael Schroyer, rather, to talk about the CIA. He ought to know. He spent a lot of time in it. All right, let's go back to the phones here. I'm going to go to Ron in Littleton. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Hi, Ron.
Hey, I, for the first time, went downtown to the Civic Center. I just wanted to, absorb this Cinco de Mayo celebration with all the booze and everything. And the last time I went was about 5 years ago, and it was really grassroots. And, mom-and-pop thing. And I go there now, it's corporate America. There are billboards everywhere sponsoring this and sponsoring that, food companies.
Yeah, but that's what it takes to put those things on in this day and age. It takes sponsors.
Yeah, but, you know.
I mean, we were there, and we're a corporation.
Yeah, well, point well taken. But the thing is, do you think something's getting lost, though?
No.
Even what about the? You know, I can see the grassroots of the people trying to convey the message of Cinco de Mayo.
No, I don't think it was getting lost at all. I think there were plenty of pageants and all kinds of parades and things going on, and all kinds of ways to celebrate. And there was all kinds of free food, and people were having a good time. And I thought it was right on. I thought it was a really good time. I really enjoyed being there.
Oh, I did too. The other question, real fast. The question I want to ask you, and I just want your opinion. I was listening to. And please don't hope your ear.
Yeah.
And he was comparing Hillary to Evita Perón.
Oh, I know. I'm well aware of that. Well, I mean, that's how those people operate. So that's the reason why. I mean, she gets beat up so bad. That's the reason why you could view her as perhaps being, far too polarizing to run for the office. Thank you, Ron. Appreciate the call. 303-713-7600, and we go to George in Arvada. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Alyssa, who's been hanging on in Parker. I'm sorry, Alyssa, I almost forgot you. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Say, I was just going to say that I don't believe the Democrats have a clear front runner yet, and I think that's good.
See, I think it's Hillary Clinton. I think she's the clear front runner. Or let me ask you this. Do you think she's the front runner anointed by the media?
Exactly. And the Republican Party, because you know what? They'd like to run against her. That's who they, because they believe she's beatable. I think we've got a depth of candidates that can come forward. And what's going to make the difference is what happens in the next 2 years when we take Congress back. And that's not locked in. And I just want to remind all of the voters in Colorado that our Republican friends are going to be voting Republican. So it's really up to us to get the independent voters out and to get all of our Democratic voters out in order to win in this state. And that's going to be all across the country. And it's what we do in the next 2 years in Congress that's going to determine who our front runner is going to be. And I think it could be somebody like a dark horse, like Warner, who was the former governor.
Former governor of Virginia, right.
He's got a great background, and when you talk about personality and emotional ties, I think he's wonderful. I think we've got Feingold. We've got Kerry wanting to come back in. Gore's making noises. I mean, we've got a lot to work with. And I think what the Democratic Party has to do this time, and I trust Howard Dean to do it, is to listen to the people. This is not about politics. This is about doing what the people of the party want. And I'm not convinced that the people of the party want Hillary. I mean, if we got division about it, I've not seen that before. And I don't think it's because she's a woman, because Condoleezza Rice is supposedly very popular in the Republican Party. And so I think that Hillary has been beat up, and she's also, she does not have a style, from what I've seen, that does connect the heart and mind. She's very different from her husband, and that may be a good thing, but that may not be necessarily what we need in the party.
Well, you know what? You may be totally 100% right. You know, I never step back to think about to give this a thought, and, you know, that's my lack of critical thinking. But maybe she's a media anointed. Maybe she is media anointed in the fact that she's a personality, she's a well-known name, she's polarizing, she's controversial. So she's the person that they talk about, where they don't really talk about the others. Russell Feingold has gotten some coverage, but not a lot. And then you think down, and Mark Warner has gotten some coverage. He was the subject of a pretty lengthy New York Times Magazine article here probably about 3-4 months ago, and he's been talked about. But she by far gets the most attention, but it's because she's the best known and the most polarizing, so you've got a good point there.
Yeah, polarizing. That's not what we need in this country right now. We are polarized enough. And if when you get any senator on, you know, Tom DeLay, or not, he's not a senator, but you get Tom DeLay on, or any Republican talking head, and they talk about Hillary and the venom spews, you know, and it's like, when I look at that, I'm like, she's not going to run. She hasn't declared yet. And but that's what they want, because that would give them the campaign that they want. And I don't think that's the campaign that we want. I think the campaign that we want has a lot more to do with bringing in programs and funding things that are universal to people, you know, to help us have better lives.
You're right. You know, I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. And this call has given a lot of food for thought. And I thank you for hanging on and waiting to get on, Alyssa. Thanks, and have a marvelous day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Sounds great. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's it for this morning. Once again, congratulations to Jackie Beck of Aurora. She's going to Costa Rica, to the Crocodile Bay Lodge, and it was a pleasure to go to her house today and give such a wonderful person such a great contest prize. Thank you so much. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Al Franken is coming up next. Look for Tony Campolo and Michael Schroyer tomorrow on the program.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
Free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method.
Call 1-800-774-1451. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451.
The Denver Center Theater Company.